I got swatted on Christmas last year.
Dude, this pussy was open.
We haven't done the offenders in a while.
I f***ing hate my own kind.
At least you're not doing it.
Bing! And we're golden. And we're golden.
I don't know how you guys will feel about this, but recently Sho and I haven't really had anything to watch. And we started watching Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
It's actually...
Bro, you gotta cut the Netflix subscription.
Desperate Housewives, your immediate response. Bro, it's time.
The irony of you being so desperate, you started watching Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. We had nothing to watch.
It's like, what next? Grey's Anatomy right now?
Me Lucky Charms. Because I'm very good at Irish accents.
I don't believe you ever heard an Irishman.
Ever. I love I can do every accent but white people accents are the ones I'm like, yeah, how do they do that?
Right, so do Indian accent Lucky Charms. Quick, bro. Do the Indian accent.
Let me hear you here. You what? Do it first, Indian accent first.
Oh, sir, you have to buy the Windows warranty on your computer. If you don't do it, 365 days, you will be hacked.
You'll be hacked.
Yeah, so you gotta,
you gotta talk.
See, my best part is getting a scam call and then responding to them as the other scam.
Oh, hello.
Like, you just called the other office, bro.
You answer with that answer. It's no, just you scamming like, each I'm other
like,
back and forth.
I'm like, you called the other office.
Like, hello, Dinesh, we are right on the road.
Yeah, Dinesh, what are you doing? My number is here. Dinesh, call me later. This is how this episode started.
Wow. Unsubscribed podcast coming in hot.
Cody's like, I'm white and uncomfortable right now. There's a lot of brown on this table. I like it.
I was just going to make a joke about how this is like a reverse Oreo. You stuck the brownest people in the middle and then just kind of go out white from there.
Credit on that side.
How racist can I be on this podcast?
You can get away with a lot of stuff. You got the passes.
Yeah, we're good right now. Ready to pop that top? Do we have pops? One. I almost called you Dinesh, Jesus Christ. I was like, Dinesh needs
don't
one.
Call him Dinesh.
Mudahar needs one, Jesus.
Good old White Claw?
Yes, we do usually pop the top. I'm popping this one.
I don't. Do you have an extra?
You don't have to drink it. I'll drink all of them.
Okay.
We're just popping.
I was going to say, you give me a raspberry. Oh. Have I insulted your family?
I've insulted my family.
Well, you want black cherry? Is that better? Any better?
Yes, absolutely. It's better.
Sure.
Oh, you we swap it? All right. We'll I appreciate it.
Black cherry. Thank you.
Dinesh loves the raspberry.
And what? There's the shirt for the episode. Dinesh loves the raspberry.
One, two, three.
Woo!
All right.
Welcome to the Unsubscribed Podcast. I'm joined today by Eli Doublefat, Brandon Herrera, who hates veterans.
Fuck
and
you, dude.
Mr. Mudahar, some ordinary game or something like that. And I'm Donut.
And
hello.
Donut Operator. Hi. Welcome. You're all already watching because we started very racist on this episode. They're like, oh, this is a good episode. Okay.
And I kind of looked halfway through that conversation and saw the red recording button. I'm like, all right, well, that's how we're just going in hard.
Yeah,
all
going
right.
in hard with that. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to break the ice somehow.
Brandon's still the bad guy in this entire episode.
I don't know, how could a Medal of Honor recipient hate veterans?
Yeah,
I saw the fucking thumbnail you guys used for the one with veteran with a sign. I'm like, motherfucker, I wasn't on that episode. What the shit, dude?
Dude, I'm not even from this country, and I was so offended when I saw that.
Well, you are from the Twitter sphere, though, so you know.
I am.
Poor Brandon.
Oh, God. So you got to see the front, frontlines warfare on Twitter.
I get to see the worst humanity. I get to see the worst of humanity every day when I sign onto that godforsaken app.
So which is your, where does your Twitter algorithm tint towards? There's like the duality of man. It's either porn or snuff films.
Bro, I get fights, snuff films, and porn, dude. I get all of it every day. When I go into the bathroom, I sit down on the toilet. I open up that Twitter app. It's either porn or it's either somebody getting clocked in the head, dude. It's not even a choice in between.
Titties, death, titties.
There's like out of my
beheading.
Week. Dude, like out of my week, there's like maybe one day where I'm like, oh, dude, cute cat photo. Awesome. I can start my day off successfully. Shit.
It's like that meme I saw recently where it's like, bro, you woke up at 6 o'clock to go to your fucking 9-to-5 job. Popped open Zach Bryan and did like fucking down 2 Red Bulls. Did you even try to have a good day?
No, but here it begins.
It's like your dopamine is so blown out because like you were saying, it's like titties, murder. Titties, murder.
This is disgusting.
My brain doesn't know what to do right now. And then
like, why is the algorithm feeding me this?
But because you keep scrolling it. Because you keep scrolling through, you're like, man, maybe it'll get better at some point. Or you're like, maybe I like the titties and murder, dude. Maybe that's what it's all about. You,
I just like
that. That is fucking gladiator mode, like to a T.
It is blaming the algorithm for your own. Your man, own for page. For
Eli's
you page.
Over here. Why is all I see gay porn?
This is weird. I hate this stuff. Babe, check this one out.
Well, that's like the algorithm, like, tell, what? Right? Like when you're like an engineer, somebody's like, man, why is the algorithm keep feeding me? I'm like, bro, what's the last 10 things you watched? Gay porn? It's probably going to give you the 11 videos. I'm just saying.
But
you
know, there's no
bias. That's how they keep you stuck in, right? Like that's the whole algorithm stuff. They keep you constantly scouring the feed,
which is kind of fucking wild. Because like you see these stories of like where you know, dads get mad because they're serving ads to like his teenage daughter for prenatal vitamins and things like that. And he's like, dude, what the fuck? What message are you trying to send? And realize like the algorithm knew your daughter was pregnant before you did. It's fucking wild. Like that's the world we live in.
That's when you give like Google way too much power into like looking into your phone and like personal life and everything, dude.
You realize that we're all just ones and zeros at the end of the day. Like we don't like it. Like you don't like being psychoanalyzed by a real person, much less a computer.
Dude, you know the wildest shit is like I make so many videos about like cybersecurity and like protecting your information. Like, what do you got to hide? I'm like, dude, I'm going to bring the question. Do you want some random guy to walk into your house and like watch what you do every day? You know, like, no, just think about it. Like, you come home from work, you got a shitty day streaming. You're already like fucking, you know, social batteries checked out. You come home at 5 o'clock, you sign off, you sit in your living room. There's an asshole looking at every single thing you did. Come on now. Like, and that's the thing. I'm like, it's not that I have nothing to hide. It's just like, it's creepy, you know, like it's weird.
Well, it's not like you have like a lot of, you know, illegal money and weapons like the rest of us. You really do have nothing to hide.
No, I'm Canadian. I have more illegal weapons.
Oh, that's true. Actually, I didn't think about it from that perspective.
But you guys are at least licensed to own your stuff. I pretty much sit unlicensed in my house, dude. Come on.
Dude, you're
space.
This is the episode name's just based. Mudahar's based as fuck. He's like, no.
Dude, I don't give a shit if the cops raid my house. Like, I got like a license for everything. If I get fucking raided, like, what's gonna happen? A day out of my life is gone. You kick down my door, but at least I get to laugh at the RCMP and all the cops, and I'm like, at least I was licensed.
And you get to make fucking 10 grand off the video you make about it.
100%. That's like, that's the best part. It's like, if I get raided by the cops as a YouTuber, I'm like, shit, that's just a payday right there. Hell yeah.
Payday, bro. Have you been swatted yet?
No, not like at my house or anything. I had like cops, like, I had a system where like, usually for streams, you would go to like cops beforehand and like tell them, like, yeah, I do video stuff, and like, you might get a call. So what ended up happening was, like, anytime there would be a swatting, they would call my phone in the middle of a stream or anything, and I'd be like, I'm streaming, somebody's fucking with you. My house is not a hostage situation.
And that's happened to you before?
Yeah, it's happened, like, before around in, like, places, because when I did, like, deep web browsing and stuff, like, my actual address was leaked on the dark web. So from time to time, they would, like, call up the address, and, like, they would send the SWAT teams out.
And that's why you need Aura. No, I'm sorry. Which ad break do we have?
I think it's Aura.
Do we actually have Aura this time?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We do. Yes. Aura. G-Van.
You're welcome, G-Van.
Aura. If there's a Tushy ad right now, G-Van, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Prepare. UFC 299 this weekend. If you know one thing, the boys and I are in the fight. It's time to put your money where your mouth is. Sign up now for a host of boosted bets and
exclusive money back props that let you grab A-tier fighters. No beer tier branding in this one. At incredible offers.
UFC 299 is your perfect opportunity to cash in on your fight knowledge over at MyBookie.
And the bantamweight, the belt is on the line this weekend. You can stream it and bet on it live with the sportsbook.
Give you a slight advantage until that final bell rings.
Cash out or let it ride with my bookie, baby.
And if you're looking for a little experience and excitement before the fights, experience the brand new and improved MyBookie Casino Floor. Featuring 500 different new games and progressive jackpots waiting to be won. Head over to www.mybookie.ag and use code UNSUB and save some money right now.
Jimmy just inserts a tissue. I'm like,
what the fuck, Gavin?
We walked through this.
No, bro, the worst part about, like, the swatting stuff is, like, some of the addresses are so old. They're from, like, previous residences. So I'm like, dude, the last thing I want is some, like, random person to get, like, a fucking cop kicking down their door. And it's not me, you know?
Because
it's
like, I'd kind of prefer that.
Dude, I guess. Because then, you know, it's the body count of a no-knock raid at a rando's house is much lower than mine.
Dude, I got swatted on Christmas last year. I've been swatted 5 times now. And I got swatted on Christmas, and they called me, and they're like, are you holding your family hostage? I'm like, it's a swatting. And the cops said, what's swatting? Like, are you fucking Jesus serious, Christ. Dude?
This not is, a like, single cop knew what the fuck a swatting was?
There was like one young cop that probably told them all. That's why they didn't kick in my door. I wasn't even at home. I was with my family in South Carolina.
Well, it's like we were talking about on the drive to... I can say it. Beep that out just in case.
Yeah, we blurred it during the Zach episode. Probably a good idea to blur it now.
Bleep it again, G-Man. But driving there, we were talking about cybersecurity because that's what you went to school for. You're like, homeboy's very smart. That was, you do actually business, and then YouTube is a secondary
YouTube is always
thing.
Like the secondary side gig. It's because YouTube is a fleeting business to be in. I say that with a sense of fear, but it's like I'm mostly like in stability land. You know, like I grew up immigrant family, so it's like when the money comes in, it's like you want to invest that wisely and then you can live comfortably. But yeah, you know, like unlike a lot of the other streamer crowd, I guess I was talking with you guys about, I'm like, yes, yeah. I worked a previous job career.
And then you because you do your own VPNs. You do your own VPN. Like, you build everything from the ground up. You're like, well, you can do it yourself. It's really easy. I'm like, well, easy for you. And you're like, yeah, that's true. I went to college for like, this.
It's like me talking to you guys about building AKs. It's like, no, seriously, like, legitimately, like, you never fucking pressed a hot rivet before? Like, come on.
No, we haven't.
No, but it's like, even with the computer stuff, it's like making a video on, like, you know, virtual machines or, like, you know, your own VPNs or, like, DNS servers or something to, like, give you the edge. I understand it's not for everyone. That's why, like, anytime I make a video like that, I make it for, like, the most unintelligible person watching, not out of, like, any superiority. It's like literally that's what it's made for. Like, if you're making a video for, like, if you're teaching somebody how to make an AK and they already know how to make an AK, what's the point of that video, right? Yeah. Like, they already know. But if you're teaching somebody that doesn't know from scratch, that's probably the best thing you can do in terms of, like, an educational video, right? Like, teach somebody that has no idea. They walk in and they start playing around, experimenting, and then they become like, there's people that watched me like 2 years ago when I started doing this kind of stuff, and they're like, yeah, I'm a cybersec major now. And I'm like, dude, congratulations. Awesome. You, like, got inspired. Great. That's awesome to see.
And you're one of the first ones I think we've had where you're like, YouTube, you're pretty decently sized on YouTube. And still, when you were talking about your other jobs, you're still working 9 to 5s or more on your other businesses. And YouTube is a secondary. That's how we started. I was like, yo, okay, you're actually doing that as your day to day. He's like, yeah, no. YouTube's just secondary
side quest.
To add to that, you're the first YouTuber I think I've ever met in person that I didn't previously know that has echoed the same psychology I've always had about it, where it's like, this is 15 minutes of fame. This could disappear at any moment.
Yeah, we all fall off, right? Like, if I look at, like, even my numbers or anybody's numbers, it's like, you know, pre-COVID, like, higher. Then you start dwindling off, and it's like, there's no shame in that. That's how it works. Nobody's a Simpsons, right? But, like, you could be making a lot of money and be, like, an athlete and to burn it all and, like, be at the same square one you were before, or, like, take some of that and, like, you know, build a platform, build, like, a safety, like, you know, vest or whatever, and just roll with that. And then everything else later on becomes, like, a fun, you know, adventure for you, right? You're not making content for the sake of it. You're making it because you actually enjoy the topic or what you want to make versus...
Yeah. It's a livelihood, and that's why I love, like, all the guys down here. It's one of my favorite things about y'all is it's like, we got money. What do? Well, naturally, the normal thing, spend it on another business that we can build more money and hire more people. Everyone's the same. It's like, let's acquire a business.
Yeah, we're all filthy capitalists.
Pieces of shit at the end of the day.
Look at us profiteering off of the labor of others.
Giving people jobs. Ugh, pieces of shit. Yeah,
building businesses.
Look at us evil employing people.
Yeah, sorry we worked really fucking hard and we made money.
It's terrible. Brandon, can we talk about who's watching in the live audience?
Sure, yeah. For the first time, I have my parents that are here watching this. I've made jokes in the past. I'm like, it's really uncomfortable for me to record an unsub episode now because I know my parents watch every episode now.
Do they want
to
come on real quick?
Do a quick feature with the parents?
You're more than welcome. Come on out. Come on down.
This is why I don't say fuck as much as I used to. My mom.
Brandon's right. Mom looks like she's 5 years older than
This is why I don't bring her on camera.
These are my young kids.
Wait, there's
I know the comments right now.
Why do you think I don't bring them around? No, it's the running joke now because it's been a running joke for a few years is that I call Cody's mom, and then vice versa. So we're just, you know, brothers from another mother, literally.
It's true.
Yeah.
Your dad looks hella Asian, by the way.
Dude, it's funny. We talked about that for years, man.
I got the look. Like, I walked in, I was like, looks like one of mine.
Yeah. Are you Eli's dad, too?
I just need him to say the thing.
I am a Japanese man.
I'm a Japanese man. Definitely Filipino.
Is something you don't want to tell us like that happened back then?
Well, say hi. You guys can.
What's up? What's up?
You guys have what?
We're proud of the boys.
They're crazy. Brandon's crazy. Yeah. How is having a potential congressman's son that also shitposts on the internet?
A shamed former congressional candidate.
He hates veterans, by the way. Dude, I just want you guys to know that.
It's so crazy. Like, and when coming to the show, it's like, realize I'm sitting next to, like, somebody that can be in the U.S., like, political system. It's like, bro, YouTube's a wild business to be in, man.
It's only going to get weirder. I was just kind of the little bit that broke the glass. It's going to get fucking weird in the next 5 years. I promise you that.
So weird. How was it, like, when he started blowing up? Like, was it hey, this is fucking, what? Our kiddos. How many people know his name now? And then you see those numbers behind it. Was it taken aback at first?
I remember when YouTube was foo-foo. And that wasn't a real business, but...
That's still happening.
It was kind of, you know, Brandon was Brandon. He's always been Brandon the way he does everything. Cuts up, shoots stuff, blows stuff up. You know, that's what he did his whole life. So it was getting a little weird when he was going to hotels with us to Disney World. And people were like, oh, you know, and then can I get a selfie and all that stuff? It was kind of weird.
Well, like
that's when reality kicks in, when people stop you in Disney or Hard Rock Hotel and they're like, so that was kind of cool. But
then it happens more and more.
Yeah.
And we're like, what's happening?
It's crazy.
This is our Brandon.
He kept us on our toes.
He's no one. You piece of shit, you're no one.
Imagine raising the AK Jesus.
You are way too religious to make that joke.
The AK Jesus, man.
Christ alive, I can't.
Was he virgin birth? Brent's a god.
I speak a foreign language.
They're like, right. Eli made that joke. That was Eli sacrilege. They're like, that was Eli sacrilege.
No, I love my parents.
You guys, thank you so much for coming out.
We love you.
There's no way you guys can't make a shirt that says AK Jesus on it now.
Oh, you'd be shocked.
Our photo.
You guys have that?
Oh, I had that. God. God. It won't matter. Eli, my political career will be over by the time that this comes out.
Back in the day when we first moved here, Eli was like, I got a great idea for a photo shoot. We went over to Matt Beth's house.
It's a viral photo. It's been posted everywhere.
It's actually one of my favorite pictures of our group. Truly, it is.
It's very controversial.
I had another fellow congressional candidate reach out to me. He was a very, very, very nice man. I really do like him a lot. And he showed the photo to me. So he's very religious, very religious. He's like, So what's this all about?
I'm kind of autistic, like, oh, so like nothing, normal shit doesn't register. I'm like, oh, that's just a good photo.
It's a hilarious picture.
We weren't hating on religion.
No,
we just
I was like,
Brandon, funny.
Here, wrap this. This is like...
Because that's always been like a internet moniker of mine. Like people are like, oh, he's just AK Jesus. Because I always wore flip-flops and had long hair and I guess slightly brown.
But that's fucking brilliant, dude.
It's a good photo.
Yeah, he's, he's walking on water. He's got the AK. He's saving.
That was Matt Best's, I think, throw rug over his couch that I'm wearing.
Yeah, it was because we walked out. I was like, Gallagher, okay, dude. Like, I was telling Gallagher what I wanted, and then your response was like, I have no idea what this is going to turn out. I was like, gotcha.
Like, and we barely knew each other at the time. Like, man, I got a lot of faith in you right now. Because also, when I was wearing that, I'm like, bro, I go commando. So if you need me to ditch these fucking pants, this is going to get fucking weird fast.
Real quick. And then Gallagher did the actual, like, Photoshop of it. It turned out fucking immaculately. He's like, is that good? I'm like, it's fucking everything I ever wanted. And it was fine until your campaign started. That's when it became unfine?
That's the thing. From everything we've done together, that's the thing that was unfine. I haven't seen that in a mailer yet.
You hate veterans, not us.
Eli, have you seen the new mailer?
No.
There's a new mailer? That his opponents
sent out? Like a Hispanic pack or whatever that's like, we want Hispanic leadership, so fuck this Herrera guy.
Wait, they're shitting on
Brandon Herrera mocking the veterans. That is so fucked up, man. I mean, I'm looking at this
mailer.
Welcome
to politics.
We just left a side speaking engagement for veterans.
I'm gonna read you guys the quote. I think about often putting a gun in my mouth. So basically, I'm an honorary veteran.
Well, when you say it like that,
the fucked up part of it, and where I'm like, congratulations, unsubs in the news. What was fucked up is I was actually just talking to one of my biggest detractors, apparently. And I mentioned that because he had mentioned, he's like, so what do you have to say about this? I'm like, yeah, I was joking on a podcast that, by the way, I partially own. You know, it's not like a hot mic moment. It's like I was joking about a joke that I didn't make because I said it was too far around my veteran friends who said I should have said it because I donated my time at SHOT Show to speak at a veteran prevention conference. It's like this is completely
showed up to this. There was nothing like we wanted to do it for Sarah and Tim and everyone. They were like, hey, do you want to do this? And
great
that was
people. Great
yeah
people.
We love them. And then they just asked us like 100% we're gonna do this, no questions asked. Yep. Even if it is 10 in the morning at SHOT Show, which is a very hard time to wake up at.
SHOT Show time's fucking different.
Yeah, at 10 a.m you're like,
but no, we were all happy to do it. We were all happy to be a part of that panel.
Awesome. And you cried like, we complimented the shit out of you. I was like, even once you left that, I was like, man, he did a fucking really good. Tim leaned over. He's like, fucking Brandon killed it. It's like, yes, that was perfectly done. Cody, like everyone just covered down, did an amazing job. We had laughs. We had a good time. And then afterwards, we left the podcast and had a good time.
Yeah. And at the end of a 2-hour podcast, I make a joke about a joke I didn't say. People clip 7 seconds, and it's like, well, I can't fucking believe. It's like, oh, God.
That's like social media shit in general, right? It's like people will clip you like, you could be speaking for like 2 hours, and like, bro, you say something fucked up in 5 seconds, that's what's going to be on the internet. That's just going to be floating around.
Well, your content, going back to kind of algorithm, but the AI-based stuff on Gemini and watching how it was based. So I didn't know it was going off of Reddit. And then once you said that, I was like, this makes so much fucking sense. Because it was sourcing Reddit as one of the...
Well, that's where they got the biggest deal from, right? Like Gemini made like I think it was like a $70 million deal with like Google. Like Reddit and Google are now buddy-buddy, and they're every time you make a fucking post...
Well, Gemini is Google-based, right?
Gemini is
Google. Is this the no white people thing?
Yeah, the Google Gemini AI where it was like, draw me a Nazi, and then it would make like, you know, me wearing the swastika. But, you know, I would have...
Well, to be fair, you wearing the swastika would mean something very different historically.
No, I'm talking about like a swastika like rotated a little bit 45 degrees.
With arrows pointing up.
Yeah, that's when it gets fucked up.
The windmill of friendship.
Yeah, windmill of friendship goes into like hatred real fucking quick.
Like, dude, I was cracking up. She was like, show me a Viking. It's like four black Vikings, and you're just like, just going, just questioning this. I'm
like, look, I get it. I get the understanding of like, so the way that the AI works, it's like they probably added like a diversity clause to it or something, right? Because it's like when you're generating like, make an image in Times Square. There's probably different races everywhere in Times Square. You take a photo of Times Square right now, you're going to find lots of me's and you's and everyone, right? But there's a big difference between draw me an image of Times Square in 2024 and the Vikings from back in the olden days. Because like I literally have to like it's a shame that I have to go to Google and like look up the Vikings. I'm like, boys, they're from like modern day Denmark. Okay, last I checked, my people were not piloting ships to that north. Like literally, that's too fucking cold for us. Okay, I don't care how much they like piracy. We don't. That's too cold for us.
You're becoming one of the favorite guests right
well,
now.
I wasn't prepared for that. We were one of the people behind like the compass and sundial, so we're like, go south. That's warmer, you know? Works for us.
If you haven't, Reddit made a lot of sense. So the second you said it's like, it's using Reddit as its like learning algorithm. And you're like, oh, this makes way more sense when it kicks back certain stuff because you're like, what's like, is Barack Obama black? And it'd be like, yes, and this. And then you ask, was it George Washington or who
else? Well, it's like, is George Washington white? It's like, well, George Washington had like a weird biracial angle. And then it started like sourcing like his kids. And I was like,
wasn't maybe his like adopted
kid? Yeah, like his adopted kid, maybe they might have won it. But I'm like, last I checked, like the founding fathers, like they were pretty white.
Yeah, pretty white as it gets. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't until 300 years they were like, all right, we can add like another
now, race. Now, Thomas connection. Jefferson. Yeah, you know, his bloodline gets a little muddy, yeah. But
crossing the Delaware with Mexican, a completely different photo.
I really want to see the AI generated George Washington crossing the Rio Grande.
We gotta get to the border, boys.
And that's like the whole AI generation, right? It's like it just generates like all the diverse like thing and races for like, and that's where like, you know, when you're pro, like what people don't get about like the AI stuff is it's not like, you know, AI from like a sci-fi show. It's like you feed it a bunch of data and you get a bunch of programmers that write how that data is supposed to be processed. So if you add like those diversity clauses, you're gonna have funny jokes like that, right? And I understand why, like, Google turns it off and they're like, okay, let's cook this for another 6 months until we get rid of some of the stupidest shit, and then we can come back.
Because the first one you brought up, it was back in, 2015-16, the AI image generation where it was, like, glumping photos together of, like...
Oh, the Google photos, and for people who need to know this, it's like, this is how wild it was. If you were, like, you know, an African-American, like, couple, right, and you took a photo of yourself, and you're like, damn, this is really fucking cute. You upload it to Google Photos, there could be a chance, like, years later, you open up that app, and it's like, oh, shit, when did I go see gorillas at the zoo? That's when you find out it's just me.
They started.
It would tag you as gorillas. Like it would tag black people as gorillas.
Yeah, that's so 2016. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't notice? Oh, my God. No, I did not.
So it was just the black community. Yeah. And Google was like, got it. You're in this sector of photos now. And then like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So that's why they turned off AI-based image.
Yeah, that's how like the AI.
There's also like
it was like human, gorilla, and if I took a photo, it's like call center. Like it would start doing that. You know, it's like that's how it would pick you.
Because I've done Cody's some stuff with Internet Historian, right?
Uh huh.
It was his video about Tay, like the AI Microsoft. I think it was Tay, the AI.
Yeah, the way it went like crazy in 24 hours. Went from posting to like
because like 4chan and 4chan got a hold of it, and then all of a sudden it was just oh my god.
That was what would happen is it's like, oh, how's the weather? Like at 8 a.m. and then like literally 24 hours later, it's like, so about that Fourth Reich, boys, let's get that fucking going.
How's the weather? Yeah. Scratch that.
I got more important things to worry about the weather.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Tay, it's like, wow, it's beautiful to see technology advancing in this way. How are you? If you had 5 ovens in 4 years and you had to bake 6 million cookies, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like Microsoft jumps in. It's like, all right, we probably, and it's one of those things where it's like, I bet it's like a wholesome group of engineers. It's like, I bet you nothing can go wrong. And then
like, they high-fived afterwards, like, dude, let's do it.
This is a group of engineers. You know, there were like half of them that are like, bro, this is going to go fucking off the rails.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's going to get fucking wild.
Maybe that's what they did with the Google stuff. They had like a few guys who were like, this is going to be fucking meme material in the next 24 hours. And then they got the call from head office. They're like, all right, you got to cut this shit off. Fun time's over, boys.
Pull the plug. Pull the fucking plug right now. Pull the plug.
And that was the end of it. No, was it?
Dude, I refuse to believe there's anybody working at these companies like Bro, if I was working at Google, you know who I'd hire? I'd hire, like, the quality assurance check for, like, the most obscene material. I'd have somebody working prompts every day. I'm like, I want you to type in the most obscenely racist shit and see if, like, our thing makes that so we don't look bad in front of the public.
So
right?
To our audience, you have a job.
That's what we're hiring for?
No, no, for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, there's a job opening for you. Yeah. I've seen the way you guys get around the censors.
It's like, no, I finally know how to become a contractor now.
Hey, I got this
like,
now.
All right, type in the most obscenely racist shit. And I'm like,
I am ready for this.
Cody's floating already. Yeah,
he's ascending to the next plane of employment.
I know what to do when YouTube shits me out. Okay.
So I can make a lot of money doing this.
What do we need? N1.
It's like you open a nice bottle of wine. It's like, all right, it's time to start the evening.
I just need to relax, babe. Leave me alone. Someone bring me down. Licking them fingertips.
Dude, but you know what? So it's so wild. It's like there's going to be, once this stuff goes like super open source and everyone gets their hands on the code, could you just imagine like actual like really fucked up people getting their hands on it and like using it to like the worst advantage? Like it's going to be a few years before it happens, but I think it's going to get like way worse. Like we're memeing about it right now, but I think there's going to be like genuinely fucked up dudes that are going to be generating some really fucked up shit through. Because it's like, I don't know if you guys saw like the new Sora OpenAI stuff, like those really good videos.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Dude. The dogs in snow.
Bro, that was literally the one I used earlier. Yeah.
I just pictured the beginning of T2. It's the robots walking and they're just yelling the N-word. The robots are just killing people, yelling the N-word. You're like, AI took over. It's like, this is all happening.
Oh, God. But nobody knows about it because all of the censors for all news outlets have the N-word blocked. So they're able to eliminate half the human population before anyone knows about it.
These racist robots are killing everyone.
It's wild because like there used to be like this old game, like 2001 Metal Gear Solid 2, bro. That shit predicted the future. We live in like AI feeds and algorithms. Mm. Like, dude, every time you open your app, it's like this is the thing that I don't open up news anymore because it's like every time I open it up, it's like a curated feed. So like I always try to like open up 20 different sources to get like anytime a world event happens, I'm like, check every single search engine for everything different because like
it's going to differ drastically.
A fellow DuckDuckGo user.
A fellow DuckDuck. I mean, hey man, one of my biggest things was deep web browsing. You bet your ass, I'm a DuckDuckGo kind of guy.
Man, I didn't even think Metal Gear Solid 2 was like forefront of like, hey, this is going to be an issue. Kojima's like, here you go.
You have just touched his tism in a way that we can't put back in the box.
Dude, leave it to like some Japanese game developer to like predict the fucking future like 20 years in advance. Crazy
this is
shit.
In 2003. He said like AI is going to be an issue. And when it went off the rails in that, like it starts speaking randomly through using other people. It has fucking face generated AI. I forgot about that. Remember the codec because it's the kernel's AI.
Yeah. In the Holy second game, shit. All of it is like actual real time, like human generated faces. So like even videos and shit like that.
And who is it?
Thanks, Kojima.
Thank you, Kojima. What the fuck?
Who's the guy who wrote Dune? Is it Frank Herbert?
Frank Herbert.
Yeah. He was predicting computers would take over basically all of everything in a few thousand years in the 1950s, 60s.
Yeah, 60s. I'll nerd out on this one. So they had the Butlerian Jihad.
We also just saw Dune 2 like 2 days yesterday. Ago.
Yeah. So in a time period there, they wiped out all computers because AI started taking over. And so that's why in Dune, they have the guys that, like, I don't know if you remember Dune 1, where the guy, he rolls his eyes in the back of his head, the Mentats. So they have human computers now because they cannot, they just don't have computers in that future.
So they eliminated computers and just hired Asians.
Basically.
Abacuses and everything, brother. He's
doing math. Reading the future.
Ones and zeros. I got it.
I love how hard you nerd out about Dune. That is your tism on everything.
Yes.
Because you know.
He was my translator in Dune 2. I'm just kind of like, Cody, what the fuck's happening? He's just like, well, all right. So 4,000 years before this.
The front row's like, shh.
I was leaning over to Brandon. I was like, all right, here's what's happening right now. And I was like laying out the history for him.
I knew that you were like kind of like self-conscious about like, I don't want to be that guy. I appreciated it because I didn't know what the fuck was happening half the time.
If you don't know Dune, the movies don't make fucking sense at all.
It is a lot of lore.
I read them when I was like 14 and I've reread them since then. So I'm like I've reread the Dune series like 5 times now.
Yeah, you get so hyped. That was the first movie I seen you super hyped about, like super hyped. You're like, I got tickets. Me and Brandon had a great conversation. You're like, yeah, we were like, okay, Cody's getting tickets. And Brandon's like, okay, like 7:30. And you're like, got it. I got it for 9. We're watching Dune at 9. Cody's like, this is my time. No one's switching how this plays out. I got my seats. I got my tickets.
Because my girl still got a real job and everything. And I'm just like, oh, shit, I could probably get there at like 7:30. You're like, 9:15. Fuck yeah. On a 3-hour saga.
Dude.
We still made it work. It was fun. That was a good night.
He dressed as a sandworm.
He's crazy.
He did. Yeah, he fucked the popcorn bucket.
I was rolling around as a sandworm.
Dude, I gotta watch the first one even. Jeez.
He hasn't watched the first one.
Shit. I don't watch it.
God, he put it away. I'm just like,
Would you like the black cherry? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Hey, no matter your relationship status or your thoughts on Valentine's Day, we can all agree some things are better together. A blockbuster movie and popcorn. But you know what else is a perfect match? The Unsubscribe Podcast and my sweet Raycon Everydays. I truly use my everyday earbuds each day at the gym. Why? Because they don't fall out of my ear. Watch this. Locked in, bro. Locked in. One of the other reasons is because they are so comfortable. With optimal gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. 8 hours of play time and 32 hours of battery life. And most importantly, you get amazing quality audio at half the price of other premier audio brands. Little, you get around the block, don't you? They have tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. Go to buyraycon.com/unsub and get 15% off your Raycon order and get free shipping too. Again, buyraycon.com/unsub.
No, it's been
make sure that fucking Cody doesn't kill our guest for the third time in the podcast history.
He's like, I got the 9mm.
Don't worry about me.
We have to delete those episodes. It's terrible. We haven't done a superhero.
We just do like an augmented reality thing with like our audience. Like, oh yeah, the deleted podcast.
That you guys should do about. Like an episode in the fucking metaverse, bro. Like, you guys should just embrace that shit.
In the metaverse?
You guys should make that popular.
Bro. Are we going to get there?
Dude, 100%. Bro, that was my favorite video about the metaverse. Like, bro, I'm so glad you brought it up. I spent like...
Cody, few words, but when he says them.
No, but it's true. Like, but he's not kidding. Like,
Jesus
for a week,
Christ, yeah. Another time.
For a week, I tried getting fucking legitimately like in the metaverse. Like, I tried, dude. I tried to be as.
What were you wearing?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was looking like a cute boy in fucking Mark's world. When the whole Horizon Worlds thing happened back then, and it was like the whole meme was like, dude, you can get like harassed on the metaverse. Like, every time internet harassment comes up to me, I remember the Tyler the Creator tweet where he's like, bro, just log off the fucking internet.
Become best friends?
I think we did.
Just power down.
When they put that tweet out where it was like, girl in the metaverse. The UK police are investigating. I posted the Tyler the Creator tweet. He's like, take your hand and like, walk away, turn like close your eyes, turn the screen off.
You know, like when I saw that whole thing, I'm like, man, the UK police has got to have like an extraordinary fucking budget to be wasting their time investigating it, because it's like. Dude, if somebody calls me like whatever on the internet, I just log off. Like I swipe up on the phone, I fucking do my own thing, and that's it.
Well, but when
like,
you're not allowed to look into acid attacks, they have a lot of extra time.
Yeah, that's true. That is.
Man, where did he touch you? In here.
But it's like, dude, like I went on there for like Like, I went onto the Horizon Worlds metaverse, and it's like, dude, I spent a week trying to get fucked up on there. Like, I spent a week trying to, like...
You're trying to get graped.
Literally trying to get graped.
You walking a skirt.
Dude, I literally did.
Hey, boys.
Like, you know, submissive and breedable, dude. This bussy was open.
Bro, I did my best, but the problem is the world was so dead that there wasn't even, like, anybody there. I would log into the metaverse, and it would just be dead. Like, it was literally, like, it's like a liminal space, you know? So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, bro, what server are you logging into where this is like really fucked up?
You're going on like Reddit to find out what fucking servers to log into for predators to attack you.
To bend over. Literally.
Who wants this Muda Ussi?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to like, you know, fucking get it. And that's when like I'm just sitting there. I'm like, we can't be treating this shit seriously, bro. Like, we can't be treating the metaverse attacks. Like, dude, just log off. Like, it is what it is.
But you know what it actually is. You know, people are getting a fucking email that are reporters that are 47 years old that are like, whoa, this metaverse is what I heard about. And like, they've never fucking had any experience with it.
No.
They're just like, obviously this is a real problem because I know that this is a new popular thing.
Well, it's like the same people. It's like, I got shot dead in Los Santos, boys. Like, the other day I was driving in GTA Online. Somebody blew up my fucking car, dude. I was like, participant to a criminal, like, gang shooting me. It's like, dude, it's a video game. Like, log the fuck off,
you know? I have PTSD
now.
Yeah, you should have called the police. In Grand Theft Auto. You're like, I'm sorry. Thank you for your service.
And back to the Tyler, the Creator tweet. Like,
log off. How did that start again?
No, the metaverse stuff was the metaverse stuff.
We have to give you. So we haven't done the offenders in a while.
The offenders?
Oh shit! Yeah, we haven't done the offenders the past couple podcasts.
What is the offenders?
It's our superhero group. Boy. It is the Avengers, but broken. So we all have.
We don't save anyone either.
No, we try. We try our damnedest. So all of us has superpowers. Cody can fly. There's an offset to how he can fly.
Okay. You have super speed.
I have super speed. Brandon.
I'm invincible.
Invincible. Mm-hmm. Cody has to yell racial slurs in order to fly.
So okay.
His power is only activated for that. I have super speed. I can't interact with anything 5 minutes from using my power.
What is it? The crime cuck.
Yeah, crime cuck. So I'm like, stop that. And I just phase through stuff for 5 minutes as I try to dial phones or anything. Cody can't save minorities.
Well, he can.
He can.
He just has to deal with a whole lot of shit that comes out afterwards.
Yeah, so he has to deal with Twitter for 3 days.
Yeah, so if I go to a Section 8 housing development and it's on fire.
You're fucked, dude.
It's on fire. And I want to save the children. It's like,
over and you're like, it's not worth it.
No. Oh, shit. I just love the wide shot of Cody walking up with a ladder. And they're like, just fly. You can fly. He's like, not today.
Nope. Not happening.
And then Brandon just resets life.
Yeah. Whenever sorry, G-Van. I just back to life. But in my own bed, and I have no memory of what happened before.
And his other body still stays.
So it's really awkward when it's like my body and a ceiling fan still hanging there, swinging around the room.
That's fucking insane.
Not today. That's how you know you're like, yesterday was a bad day.
Yeah. Ooh, we didn't handle Thursday well.
Yeah. Wait, do you not have like any recollection of why?
No.
You wake up screaming.
You wake up the next day, it's two bodies.
You're like, how fucked up is my week?
Clean the first. You always pissed at your former self.
That being said, what superpower have you always wanted?
I think I always wanted invisibility, dude. Like, just the ability to go completely invisible at any given moment.
Why, you fucking perv?
Well, I mean, I think you answered the question.
We're going to have to find one. We have Angry Cops has invisibility.
Of course he does.
In order to activate it, he has to masturbate. So no matter what, it's very quiet. He's like invisible, but you just hear... He's near. You don't see him.
He's like a fucking sonar.
Just hear dude. No, bro.
It's not, bro.
Right ear, like, oh, fuck.
No, bro. I mean, being invisible, it's like you can do, like, there's a lot of tactical advantages you have in a situation, right? Like, thought I was a superhero and there was a hostage situation, being invisible, greatest fucking ass in the world. I could be like that, and like, you know, when I go on, when I stop doing that and I'm like, you know, visible, then I can like start snapping necks and shit, right? Like that's
the second that's that sound like, yeah. starts, you're
just a naked Indian dude behind people.
He's the embodiment of Instagram real comments.
Yeah. Dude, 100%. Dude,
who's in Vegeta?
God, I fucking hate my own kind for ruining online dating. Bro, like, I'll be real. Like, nothing makes you a self-hating Indian guy than, like, Instagram, dude. You delete that app any day. There could be, like, dude, it could be, like, a fucking blonde girl graduating her, like, fucking high school or, like, college or whatever. Dude, three scrolls down. Please raise skirt, present vagina. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking offended. I fucking hate my own people.
I feel like half of Indian Instagram is like just LARPing as Andrew Tate.
Dude, it 100% is. It's like, you know, they get access to like a pair of sunglasses and shit and like a halfway decent like fucking cell phone. And it's like, now you're on cloud nine, baby. It's like, you're the fucking king of Mumbai. It's like, fuck me.
Oh, God. I gotta show you my girlfriend's DM sometime.
Oh, God.
Lots of boobs and vagina there.
Bro, it's like, I remember, like, an ex-girlfriend of mine was, like, it was, like, Tinder. She was, like, asked me about it because, like, you just, like, the topic came up. She was, like, telling me about it. I'm, like, I get, like, no matches on there because I'm, like, bro, it's, like, look at me. I'm, like, ethnically challenged. Like, my people have fucked me on this app, okay? I'm already unmatchable, all right? It's never going to fucking happen.
Like, why would I get on the app? I've already been fucked by my own kind.
Like, bro, these people see the city of Toronto and they're still expecting Bob's.
You match and you send it. It's, like, Bob's and Vagine? JK, let me see that puss, girl.
Bro, like,
damn it.
Bro, like, it's like such a shame, too, because, like, every time, like, I see, like, it's just every time I see it happen, I'm like, dude, you guys, you got to understand. Like, I understand there's, like, a language barrier, right? There is, right? Like, Sanskrit is not English. I get it. But, like, bro, Bob's and Vagine, like, you got to have better game than that, dude. Like, I brought this up to my parents.
Just, I respect your people for casting a wide net.
No, you respect my people for making sure your fucking servers stay up every week, right? Like, Jesus. Listen, India is responsible for a lot of things.
You shut the fuck up, Brandon. This is why you respect my people.
Brandon, like, listen.
Especially when it comes to NordVPN.
Boom!
The year's 2024. Do you know what that means? A new look for you.
Manscaped has the 5.0 Lawnmower Ultra.
That's right, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a man's cheat code to looking good, feeling good, and have all the confidence. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or make sure everything's gone, this has you covered. Trusted by 10 million men worldwide. I actually use this. I endorse this. I use all their products. Equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade to take everything off comfortably. And for the dudes out there that want a full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In that grooming kit, you get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ears and nose hair trimmers, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother Ball Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant. Head over to manscaped.com and use code UNSUB and get yourself 20% off and free shipping. Oh, I love free shipping. Make your balls and your spouse happy.
Yeah, bro. G-Man. My people are working.
Right? We got NordVPN
and Aurora at the same time.
Dude, my people are working around the clock to make sure your servers run, dude. They're just like, it's kind of like how, like, the life is a big game of World of Warcraft. Every race has its perks and its negatives. Like, our perk is plus 30 IT. Negative 70 fucking riz. Negative 180.
Which is fucking spectacular because you breed better than anyone else. And fucking
bro, you gotta thank arranged marriages for that, dude. You gotta
you guys all have like fucking six kids. Like what 1.7 billion
no,
in your
continent? You gotta thank the arranged marriages for that shit, bro. Like, if it's already locked in, why do you gotta work hard at anything, bro? You're already getting married. You're already making kids. Come on now.
It's fair enough.
It's that one.
The less time you have to dedicate to dating, the more time you can reach out to me about my car's extended warranty.
Dude, I showed the Bob's and Vagines to my like mom and dad. I'm like, hey, dad, this is like what guys my age do now back home. And my dad's like, dude, these kids are fucking losers. Like, this is why the birth rate's going to drop, because these guys have no fucking riz. Like, Jesus Christ.
The riz. And it's
Jesus Christ. Let's go back to the Super Bowl.
You really want to reel that one back.
Listen, that's like my negative superpower. In order to get invisibility, I have to scream Bob's and Vagine out in public. I have to self-immolate myself in the public, like socially, in order to fucking do that. Like,
at least you're not doing it.
I came here.
Step out for that one.
Oh yeah, yeah, Congressman. I'll say that I have like kind of strong beliefs. Like for people that don't know my background, I'm like Islamic background. Like you can probably figure that out by my name if you're watching. So I have care for the people there, but it's like I made this. So like weeks
you
ago,
you made a very middle. Like hey, here.
I did, yeah. Like my whole thing was like, so this is a period where like Hassan Piker, a big popular communist socialist commentator, and
a very rich guy.
I'm on, and the thing is, I'm on like good terms. Like I'm on good terms with a lot of people, but like with he made a take where he was like, after streaming for like 12 hours, my batteries get drained. And I was just like, I don't really agree. Like I worked in a fucking 60-hour work week where it was like, bro, you come home from work, it's like, dude, I want to out, right? Like fuck that shit.
You're a veteran too.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm an honorary veteran. An honorary veteran.
So much in common.
Fuck you guys.
but like even with his situation, it's like I'm just sitting over there, I'm like, dude, this is to be a YouTuber and streamer, like a podcaster, bro, we have like the most blessed job in existence. Like if I didn't do like a 9-to-5 every day,
best job I ever had, you know
what my days are like? Like it's literally, and it's thankful to a lot of people that watch me. It's waking up, scratching my fucking ass and going like, damn, I want to talk about some crazy shit today. Right. Like that's the best job in existence. Right. So, you know, I get it. You're streaming for 12 hours a day. You probably don't want to fucking say hi to anybody afterwards. Right. But it's like, dude, that is the kind of social optics you probably never want to have. So anyways, out of all that, like his fan base, and I'm not blaming him for it, like fan bases are different. His fan base is like, what do you think about like Palestine? You haven't said anything about it. And I'm like, dude, what do you want me to do? Fucking like be the fucking peace, like the guy they send in the Middle East to like discuss peace. I'm like, get out of here. So I made like a Discord meme. It took like 5 minutes because, you know, I'm playing a match of Siege and like got a whole, playing a fucking game of Siege and, you know, we're talking about peace talks.
Mudahar becomes ambassador to Lebanon.
Dude, and like I posted like literally 100,000 likes. Like everyone enjoys it, but it's like a whole bunch of people like, how could you not say anything? And I'm like, dude, you guys are with flags in the bio talking about Palestine. I'm like, and I like throw up a receipt from like weeks ago. I'm like, I gave 10 grand to like Palestinian charities, right? Like the UN like aid charities. Cause I'm like, that's more worth it. Like you have to make sure your charity goes to the right place. So it's like, you spend time, and like for me, charity is like
You take it so serious, which is super fucking awesome.
I spend. I want to say
doesn't
like
just virtue signal. Online.
Like for
that's
me, it's
the
like
thing.
The receipts. Crazy. If I could tabulate them up every year, you know, like the like during COVID, I probably gave away $200,000 of charity, and it was like out of my personal accounts. I don't write any of this off for taxes because I don't believe in writing off charity for taxes. I think it's a pretty
you
shitty
should.
Thing to do. Well, for me, it's like
the
some
more
people,
money
yeah.
you can write off, the more money you can keep from the government and spend it better, you know,
well, like,
putting it toward
yeah,
more
like
charity.
The money that I probably put towards like charitable organizations is always like, it's meant mostly for me and like my personal stuff. And I don't make like a big stink out of it because I don't think you should be doing like charity solely for like there's a difference between doing a charity and being socially aware about it. Like you guys do veteran stuff, which is like you're raising the awareness. You're talking about it. But this is like
didn't mean shit to me, apparently.
I mean, you clearly fucking hate veterans. So I don't care if you
can raise enough money
bucks.
For it. Doesn't matter. It's all right.
Yeah. You donate $1 billion like Brandon really hates
well,
veterans.
That just
like,
proves
just
that
like,
the internet.
Oh, it just feels like that fucking meme or the video of like the rock giant like holding back the fucking rock. You're just like getting arrows in the back. You're like, fuck this shit, man. Whatever.
No, that just proves that the internet isn't real life.
No,
like no matter how much good we do, because I've donated like tens of thousands of dollars to, you know, police charities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's never good
at a time
enough.
Per video.
Yeah, you do that every like if can we talk about like when there's an officer involved in a shooting that gets injured, Cody's you're donating half of your ad revenue or ad read for that. And it's like tens of thousands of dollars every time that happens. You're like, I want to take care of these guys. I want to take care of these guys.
Yeah, but it just proves the internet isn't real. Like, it's not real life. So he's donating all this money. I'm donating this money. Like, we all donate money to these, you know, these causes, but it's never good enough. It's never good enough for the internet. No. And right. they will shit on us so hard.
When but it's where's like, your profile pic? And you're I
truly believe you hate minorities.
No, when I posted a receipt, it was like a bunch of quote tweets. It was like, bro, you're only doing this because people called you out. I'm like, dude, it was made weeks ago. Like, I'm just doing this to show you, like, this versus a flag in the bio does a lot more, you know? Paying for, like, 8 supplies does a lot more. But, like, the only reason I don't ever, like, talk about it is because, like, I always believe that there's, like, at least for this situation, there was a very serious component to it that I didn't feel educated about. So I'm like, I'm not going to – and, like, to be real, like, my closest friend Corey, like, his, you know, and, like, a lot of my close friends, like, even Nux, for instance, on my podcast, he's, like, he's got situations where, like, you know, family members are dying in a situation. So I'm like, dude, I understand there's, like, a really serious part to this, and it's, like – I'm not going to sit here and pretend to play this like it's team sports, right? Like it's a fucking baseball team versus another baseball team. It's a really complicated topic. So, you know, and the weirdest part is like asking somebody who's like a fucking gamer, deep web browser, like internet guy, like to ask them about this. It's like, bro, you just want somebody to validate your opinions in the world, right? Yes. That's it. If I gave you an opinion and it wasn't for you, then all that mattered was I didn't validate your worldview, and that's all that it came down to.
And now you're angry about it because you didn't validate it, which, like, talking to you last night, it was an awesome experience because, again, YouTube is your secondary. You're like, this is what I care for, your businesses. You have multiple, and you're like, oh, I do this on the side. We didn't even talk about that shit last night. It was, like, everything else you do. And then a little bit of the research for 401(c)s and or whatever the charity thing.
501(c)s.
Yeah, 501(c)s. It's like it's doing the charity work and then you deep diving into it because we talked about it. I was like, man, there's some veteran charities out there you would have a blast with to show how they fuck shit up royally or just spend it on. I don't know.
And that's one of the biggest lies with charity groups is like you have to be very careful about what charity group you get behind because the vast majority don't spend the money where you think. The vast majority, you know, I would say honestly, from my experience, the vast majority spend it on salaries, on board members, on all sorts of stuff, on advertising for the charity to bring more money into it so they could spend more on board seats and whatever.
What do you call it?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, we call it a 90-10 charity, so 90% goes to admin fees and 10% goes to the actual charity. Yeah.
Because for the people that are deciding where the money goes, want a job.
It's fucking insane.
It's like you think you're curing cancer, but at the end of the day, all you're doing is inflating a bunch of people who are really good at talking about cancer.
So months ago, I covered this guy called The Completionist, right? Like, this was a well-beloved, like, gaming YouTuber, like, made... His whole gimmick was like, I play video games to 100%, whatever.
So this guy's one of the second generation old OG YouTubers. It's not like,
this is like JonTron era gaming tubers. Yeah.
But massive, like so, massive and beloved. And then.
But have we heard from his wife as to whether or not she was a completionist?
I.
He has 100% of that one.
Yeah, I don't think he 100%.
He looks at all his gaming. He's like,
no, but like
his wife, it's like still zero.
His whole situation was so weird because it's like he was one of the like one guys. Like usually I cover guys like Logan Paul and shit who are like unanimously like disliked by our community.
Yeah.
So it's like it's pretty easy to like socially gain capital off of it. Like if people want to like go to the most negative route of why you're covering a video, it's like, oh, you're only covering this guy to gain like viewership or something. I'm like, yeah, he's probably like the easiest target, but this guy's like well beloved or whatever, right? So what happened was this speed running like YouTuber by the name of Carl Jobst, you guys probably know as he's like a really like in-depth guy that covers speed running, really beloved by the community for his investigative reporting. He calls me like one night on like Discord. He's like, bro, I got this crazy story about this guy in a charity situation. And I'm like, by the way, this is like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, all right, because you're Carl, I'll believe you. Let me get into a call right now. It's fuck sleep right now. So I get into this call with him, and he's like this completionist dude.
It's crazy how much business nowadays is done on Discord, by the way.
Dude, it's literally like the fucking Illuminati of the internet. Like everyone converges on that shit. But yeah, he brings up the story to me, this like charity fundraising event. And he's like, bro, somebody tipped him off, and it was anonymous. Like it has to be anonymous. So he got tipped off. And then we started looking through IRS public filings. So this guy raised $660,000 in like U.S. like currency for this charity, for his like his charity, the Open Hand Foundation.
And over why? Over what period?
Over
of time?
Around 9 to 10 years. So that was raised.
A decade. And this guy's been like when we say this. This guy existed before, maybe, like, before Cody, before, like, this is an OG.
Before 2010. I ever started making any fucking money. That's
yeah, 2010-ish, 11, YouTuber, right? Like, yeah. He's an OG fucking YouTuber.
And, like,
loved in the community.
And these guys were, like, the Jesus Christ of YouTube, right? Like, you can't, if you're going to go up against people like this, you better fucking make sure you, and that's why I said to, like, Carl, I say this to, like, Coffeezilla, I say this to everyone I work with, I'm like, you got to have your T's crossed, your I's dotted, because when you're going up against Jesus Christ... Bro, you got to make sure if you're calling somebody like a fucking fake veteran or like, you know, you better make sure you have everything on the table.
What the fuck did you grab me for, dude? Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, so
we were cool, man.
I mean, just bonded. but he brings up the story.
I showed you Bob's and Vagine.
I gotta thank him for that. He made my life. But like, he brings up the story to me, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of crazy, right? Like, okay, so we look through public IRS documentation, and the guy raises money, but he never contributes a dime of it. So I'm like, all right, listen, let's.
So he doesn't contribute it or report it personally.
Well, he reports it publicly, like he raised the money, but he doesn't, like, you have to, in the IRS filing.
But on his own income, he doesn't report it.
He doesn't report it, but, like, in the IRS filing, like, there's a contribution, like, line where you have to tell how much money you gave to a charity. So in these, like, public streams, like, these public, like, indie land streams that he's doing, like, he has these public events where he's, like, bringing big developers and people. He's like, I'm raising money for the Alzheimer's Foundation, like, literally naming actual charities.
Because it was his mom, right?
Yeah, well, so the whole charity was built in honor of his mother. So, okay, full context. The charity that I'm talking about that he had was the Open Hand Foundation. And the Open Hand Foundation was built because his mother passed away through, like, Alzheimer's. And that was why it was built. So when Carl brought the story to me, I'm like, dude, this guy built a charity in his mother's name. Like, I believe a lot of pessimistic shit, but this is a lot. So when we looked through the IRS filings, 10 years, not a single dollar was given. So we're just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's gotta be a method to the madness, right? So Carl's like, he's willing to go with the story. I'm like, Carl, hold on, Carl, let's get him on a call first. Let's talk to him about it. So we get him on, like, a call, and so the timeline for it is, like, 2 p.m. I'm like, hey, Gerard, the completionist, are you ready for a call? He's like, yeah, give me a few hours. So we give him a few hours. In my head, I'm like, he's probably talking to a lawyer. He's not going to take this call. It's a lost cause. But surprise, Allah intervented. He was like, he's going to take the fucking call. So I'm like, all right, sure, okay.
Sweet. Which was probably cut off. That was a weird surprise, too. Like, he actually took it. Because that's that weird balance where, like, you're not going to take the call if you're like...
Dude, if I was doing some fucked up shit and a lawyer, like, I would call my lawyer. I'm like, hey, should I take a call with, like, fucking YouTubers? My lawyer would be like, fuck no.
Yeah. This dude deep dives everything.
6 million subscribers want to know right now.
So, like, his lawyer was like... I guess his lawyer was like, yeah, it's cool, take the fucking call. So he takes the call, and me and Carl are playing, like, good cop, bad cop and shit. And admittedly, I'm, like, too nice in this situation. Bro, he admits to everything. The money is fucking there. It's never donated. I'm like, bro, you're committing actual charitable fraud, right? And, like, we recorded this whole hour and a half call. We release a series of videos. He makes the shittiest response in YouTube fucking history. Like, we're talking, like, bro,
Oompaville, prior guest of the podcast. I've watched his video on it, and my God.
I don't even know the response, so I'm looking. I'm looking forward to this.
With Oompaville, like when I like so.
You Caleb, and Oompa are friends. Like
me and Oompa are friends. He's my podcast co-host on the Some Ordinary Podcast. We're great homies. When I brought the situation up, like, people don't understand. We're like crackheads on the internet, right? Like, people will look at me and be like, "This guy just fucks around and talks about stupid shit." But we like say what you will. I know a fair bit about business, taxes, and, like, charities, and, like, how to report shit, and, like, how to move money around, right?
Like, when you say you're going to donate to a charity, do it.
Then I donate to the fucking charity. So me and Oompa were like,
really,
bro,
really, like, 1,000 IQ plays.
Bro, he brings up this, so, like, this completionist guy, after a month of reporting on him, brings out this shitty response where he's like, I'm going to threaten to sue these guys. I'm like, well, fucking do it. I don't care. Like, you know that I got the money to fucking take you to court. Let's fucking go. And then, like, he brings no receipts to the table, no actual receipt. So, like, I watched his response video at, like, 1 in the morning. Bro, I'm fucking, I'm harder than a fucking priest on fucking Sunday, okay? I'm ready to go. Okay, I'm ready to invade. Okay? Because it is the shittiest response in history.
Okay, I'm moving down here soon.
I'm ready to breach
San
in,
Antonio,
okay?
Really, you should look into it. It's pretty,
Dude, I'm like ready to breach into the... I'm like a fucking full, like, commando. I'm like, this is the shittiest response ever. I'm like about to breach in. This guy gave me every in, provided no receipt, no nothing. The guy still hasn't provided any receipt whatsoever. It's like... The guy amassed donation money, didn't give it away. And then, like, his community, who's, like, a bunch of children, it's like, well, you're farming, like, drama. I'm like, last I checked, financial scams were not drama, kid. They were, like, people go to jail for this shit, right? And it's the same thing I say to, like, any influencer stuff, too. It's, like, one of my favorite types of content is working with people like Coffee, Carl, on, like, financial scams. Because it's, like, as somebody in this space, and I'm not going to say that I'm, like, Logan Paul money. Like, I'm not a billionaire or anything or close to it. But I've done well for myself, and I can always say, I'm like, listen, you can get by without scamming the fucking audience, right? Like, Jesus Christ.
Speaking of which, have you signed up for our live show? VIP preferred, you know, if that's not sold out yet.
I think it might be sold out.
It's probably sold out.
You crazy bitches always buy that shit. Like, they launch it, it's like, done. It's the first time any of the venues are like... Yo, what the fuck?
That was a joking plug, by the way. I didn't want to jump into that when we were talking about financial scams, Eli.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Never mind.
No, but that's...
I put Eli in the sales mode, and he's just like, oh, hey, by the way.
Ding. No, but that's why I wanted to take the time to come out for you guys. Like, I was supposed to come out for, like, Range Day a while ago, but usually, like, times kind of line up with, like, work from my end. Like, my, like, quarter four is pretty fucked up, but... That's why I like you guys, because it's like you're the only few influencers that I know that aren't like running NFTs or crypto scams. Right? Like if I saw a crypto donut coin, I'd be like, fuck this guy. You know?
Yeah. I would have also said that.
No, this group of boys is pretty straightforward with everything we do. We just want to make content. We want to help veterans.
Some of us
want to help veterans.
Brandon's like, you guys aren't helping. Are you friends? Because it doesn't feel like you're friends on this side of the line.
That was what I rolled over this morning, and I saw the fucking thumbnail you wanted to put on the Zach episode. Like, Brandon hates veterans. I'm like, you guys, go fuck yourself.
I know that Cody's like... We haven't used red eyes in a while.
Like, that was the only note. That was the only fucking note on the thumbnail. I was like, oh, I love it. Just give Zach red eyes so you know he's serious. I'm like,
I was like, Brandon's not giving notes.
It worked. Brandon and I were listening to it on the way over here. Our last podcast with Veteran with a Sign. Wonderful person. Please follow him.
Zach's an amazing human. I love him.
That podcast is really funny.
Even if he's a veteran, I still like him. You know?
Yeah. You don't want to know what Brandon said behind the scenes. It had to do with... But, you know, we don't talk about
it. I saw the poster. I know how fucked up he is.
Have you seen the mailers yet?
Yeah.
You know, Zach's stories and, like, sitting around telling veteran stories between everyone. It was fun. That was a really fun podcast.
That was a good episode. This is, like, it's stories like Zach's where it's just, like, easy. We were talking about that on, I think, last night. It's, like... He was asking how's the podcast around. It was like, it pretty much a couple of subjects, and then everyone just bounces off of each other instantly.
The worst podcast I've been on where it's like the fucking hosts are like the goddamn SS, bro. It's like, we got a Google Doc and we got to stick with it, boys. Like,
you deviate and they're like...
You deviate, they're like, this doesn't align with the algorithm. They're like, what the fuck, dude? We're supposed to be boys drinking and having a good time. Cool. Like, who...
Crazy concept to get to. Huh?
That describes...
No, it was just like, it was just like the discussions of like podcasts that we were having with like internally. It's like we were looking at how other podcasts were doing it. And it's like the few that one of our producer brought out to is like, there's like, hey, we got to have like crazy Google Docs and like links and hyperlinks. I'm like, and I think they were looking at like the H3 podcast, I think, because the way that they do it is like super like to a T. You know, which I guess works. It's like
it
having
really
a structure.
Bill Burr.
Like having a structure helps, but it's
dude,
like
Bill Burr on that podcast was fucking hilarious.
Have you seen that episode?
The Bill Burr, like
H3 and the Bill Burr. Like that was the one where you got to see Bill Burr be Bill Burr because he's done it multiple times, even on Theo Vaughn, watching him tear apart Theo, and even Theo is fucking hilarious. But you see, even him, like meeting him, his idol, and not going into it with the shit. Like Bill Burr was the only guest. I think all of the other guys, we got to find out what he hates and not discuss that because he hates compliments. And that is one of the biggest things, like, do not compliment if he's on your show.
He seems like one of the boys, but at the end of the day, like, if Bill Burr decides he fucking hates you, you're fucked. You cannot win that battle of wits. It's just not going to fucking happen.
It's tough to be in, like, because, like, I understand, like, the whole point of structure and everything, but it's, like, I feel like the more YouTube becomes norm, like kind of like a thing, like a normal thing in society, it's, like, I feel like this platform succeeds when people don't take too much of a corporate look at it. Like, and it's kind of weird because I'm saying it like we do run YouTube channels kind of like a business. But I think the reality of it is like you still have to have that parasocial, like not parasocial, but you still have to like kind of be your person. Like you have to be a real person because the only way people stick to you and watch you is if you're a real human being versus like some character that's presenting themselves. Because at that point, you just got TV. You've got like, you know, film, like, or like personalities, like nobody cares about that shit or anything. And that's why, like, for anything that I do, even for like videos or like podcast stuff, it's like having a baseline structure is okay, but it's like even for videos, it's like I Google Doc my stuff just so I don't get lost in the stuff that I say. But other than that, it's like be a real person, otherwise nobody's gonna watch you. And I have like this one rule when I'm like editing the videos together, because I always edit my own stuff. Like when I edit it, I'm
you
like,
still looking. Edit your own shit?
I do it because like I know how to do it. Like I have a whole system for it. Like when I record stuff, I have a script that like auto aligns, auto sets up, pre-edits everything. And then I just do the final stuff myself. But I do it because like I've hired editors in the past who are like, they try to make it look so fucking flashy. And I'm like, that's not my video, right? Like my video is just a fat Indian guy sitting on a fucking computer talking about shit.
Have you tried going to Fiverr?
Dude, like, well, if I go to Fiverr, I just got my own guys. Like, what the fuck?
Do the accent.
Like, Fiverr, I'm like,
you end up taking, you end up taking a Fiverr gig for your own video?
You're like, oh. You listen, man. You're talking back.
I write the email. I read the email, I walk away, I'm like, shit, what's minute. That ping doing? No, but it's like even with like hiring an editor, like anytime I hire an editor, they like always go to like that deep. It's like every editor that I hire is like from the fucking state of like California. It's like, bro, I gotta get like fucking crazy stock footage. I'm like, dude, it's like this is a discussion I've had with editors. I'm like, it's a literal discussion. I'm like, I'm a fat Indian guy recording videos on the internet. Okay, that's all you need. Right? Like, bro, you don't need to have like the fucking CGI. This is not Marvel, okay? Like, this is YouTube. Chill the fuck out.
I need to build an After Effects logo.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like, dudes will come up with the craziest effects, and I'm like, I can do this faster than you, so fuck you. I'm not going to bother paying you. I can do this in half your fucking time and call it a day. And, like, honestly, for me, like, YouTube is, like, again, that side, like, job, so it's like I can sit down. It's really, like, a relaxing thing, right? Like, come home from a, I wouldn't say like my job is a shitty 9-to-5. I enjoy my job. It's just coming home from it.
You legitimately still have a 9-to-5.
Yeah, I have a 9-to-5.
Dude, he works in hours and hours. That's what, like, this is why I respect it. How many subs do you have on YouTube?
I think like 3.4 or 5 million or something. I don't know the exact amount.
3.5, like 3.5 million. We'll say that. And you're still doing multiple 9-to-5s where you're running different businesses. You were talking about Q4
being extremely
busy.
Yeah, I'm the CEO of our own
busy.
Company. Like, I'm the CEO of, like, our own group. We do a lot of, like, property and, like, asset investment around where we live. We're getting into construction and everything, too. So it's, like, for us, like, my job is a 9-to-5 every day. Like, this is my day every day. Like, I wake up at 7 o'clock. Like I was telling you yesterday, I'm like, I usually go to bed by 10. I wake up at, like, 7, get ready for meetings, get ready for fucking work. That's why I talked about the Hassan stuff. I'm like, bro, you want to talk about social battery, like 7 is when I get up. Yeah. I got to be in meetings every fucking day. My work day doesn't end until like 4 p.m. That's when I get like a chance to open up the Premiere Pro project file for the video, and I get to work on that, and then I get to upload that a day later. Like, it's fucking insane.
Well, you know? And it's like even more is you upload how many videos a week?
A day. Like, I upload it every day.
Jesus, this is why,
and why I always tell people, I'm like, this, like, you would be an individual. It's like, hey, you're welcome at UNSUB. We would hire you fucking any day of the week. You're good. You don't need
that. I don't believe in days off. Like, I literally can't believe in a day off. Like,
I feel guilty. Anytime I take a fucking day off, I genuinely have like an underlying feeling. No, I know what
you
mean.
Like,
you go crazy.
Like, yeah.
Like, okay, so
I do something. Like, my phone's always available. Yeah,
you're
like,
lazy.
Like, when when I fly out and do anything, like, if I'm in, like, L.A. or whatever, you could ask, like, Jen, like, any of this shit. It's like, when I'm, like, out there having fun, I'm always, like, on my phone. I'm always, like, jittery because I'm, like, I want to do work. Like, I really do, like, enjoy doing work. Like, any day that I don't feel like I do my job, fucking cry about it. I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, dude, I'll like, grab my PlayStation 5 controller and I'll sit on the couch. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have a nice relaxing night. Like last night I was wanting to play Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Such a good game.
And I sat down and I was like, no, I need to go work. And I went upstairs and started typing up a script for my next video.
And that's yeah. like the difference. And we always talk about every once in a while. We work 9 to 5s during coming up into whatever space us, or you're still successful with 3.5 million in. Yeah.
I can't say that I work a 9 to 5 because I do own my business, so it wouldn't be a 9 to 5. That's what
I was
kind
of getting at, is I was making sure that, like, like you at least, like, the venture you call 9 to 5, like, you still own it.
Yeah, I'm a CEO for it, like, our own asset group, yeah.
Well, and that I feel like that actually puts us at, like, a negative disposition where, like, we have to work more at it because we do own it. Because if at any time anything catches fire, mm-hmm. we have to be the ones to put it out.
And well,
it's like the same thing when I talked about it, like, even on Twitter weeks ago, like, some guy was like, how do you enjoy being a capitalist and profiting off of the efforts of your other people? I'm like, bro, I would love to make my company a co-op if people were willing to do like loss participation or something of that sort, right?
But
like,
they won't.
Nobody will. Like, everyone enjoys it when their money gets like up. Like, everyone loves it when their banking app sees like plus green, like, I got this much money. Nobody likes it when it's in the middle of January, February, the worst part of the fucking business, like, ecosystem, and you're looking at negatives and the reds and the problems and all the
stress.
Drama
it's
that goes with
subsidization
it.
Is what it is at the end of the day. It's like, everybody wants to be part of the gamble. If, like, oh, we can only win, oh, that's great. But if we can lose too, whoa, hold on. This guy's
I just want paid.
I mean, like, I always say this much. I'm like, when I started, like, my initial investment, like, I had to invest like 6 figures into something, which back in the day, that was genuinely like make it or break it money for me, you know. It's like, for me, like, back in the day, like $100,000 was like, that's all the money I had to my name, you know, like, it's literally everything. Yeah, like, I saved that money over the course of living like a fucking, like, goblin. Like, I had nothing, and I'm just like, dude, I can either spend this money on nice
things. Ground Jew.
Yeah, literally.
As specifically, Rich High, the angry cops would say.
Yes, a ground Rich Jew. High would say.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but then, like, you know, we took the effort and, like, risking on ourselves, investing, and then, like, look, business is, it's a gamble. It's like going to Vegas. Like, you can either succeed or you can fucking fail spectacularly. So, luckily, we succeeded. I'm not going to say there isn't, a survivorship bias to it, but it's like, dude, like, we work hard at what we do. We make good money. And it does require, like, a real solid sacrifice into doing it, right? Like, there's days where I'm like, man, I wish I... Sometimes I look at, like, some of the compatriots in, like, the YouTube game, and I'm like, dude, you guys are doing what? Like, going to fucking Vegas and L.A. and, like, partying? I'm like, man, I fucking wish. But I'm fucking working. You know, I got to work, okay? I got to make sure that I have that fucking stability in the future, right?
Especially in the mainstream YouTube game.
Yeah.
And that what you just said, the lucky part of that drives me fucking crazy, because so many people, oh, you're lucky. You're lucky this. You're lucky that. It's like, no, you don't see the fucking work that goes into this. Like, the amount of work that some of us have to put, like, we do our own scripts for the longest time. Like, we edited our own videos. Like,
years.
It culminates to years of experience where we're able to do this, where we're fortunate enough to be in a position where we can hire other people to do the jobs that we know.
And it's
how
even
to
tough
do.
To hire other people too, because once you've been
impossible.
Because once you've been doing something, you're like so fucking anal about what your video is supposed to be. Like, you talked about mentioning scripts, but it's like, I'm sure it's difficult for you to hire people for scripts too, because you're like, my videos have been made in such a specific way for so long that it's like, you better match my style to a T. Yep. Otherwise,
yeah, it took me so long just to hire an editor.
Yeah.
It took 6 years before I hired an editor.
I pushed you into fucking hiring an editor, and I've been looking for a writer for 2 years. I haven't found one.
Yeah.
Because
I'm looking for a fucking writer now.
Yeah.
If you think you're a good writer, we
yeah, guys.
Like,
if you
no, like, but all jokes aside, like literally, like you need somebody who can flawlessly imitate your style that you can again craft after the fact. But you also, you know, you're saving 80% of your time by then, you know, being able to work it in yourself.
So, yeah, it worked out. It got to the point where like the only editor I could find, because I've hired like 6 editors over the years, and like a couple of them were like, oh, I can't look at police killing people. But I finally found one, and
I don't want to look at murder for a living. No,
it was one of Mr. Beast's former editors, and that's my editor now.
And you're like, hey, this actually works. But it took you years to get there. And still, he's like, still edit your videos, refining the craft during your 9-to-5.
I remember looking at my...
I'm lucky to be able to edit it because like that's a knowledge base that I've had. So I think it's a little bit different because it's like... I know how to like properly optimize and edit the flow. If I didn't know how to edit videos, I'd definitely fucking hire an editor. But
I feel bad usually, for G-Man because he has me.
Usually for me, it's like,
your color corrections off. Why that's not color master.
He's like, God.
I've seen you be a boss to G-Man. I'm like, fuck, man, I don't even know how to do that shit. That's, but no, like I remember editing my own videos on fucking Windows Movie Maker back in the day. It's like, I've been doing this shit for over a decade. Like I know how we all kind of have a background.
Bro, I think that's what separates like the good YouTubers from like the fucking wannabe YouTubers, right? Like we talk about how, look, I'm gonna give like fucking people credit for saying that this is like a hard job in a way, because it can be a hard job because you don't turn yourself off, right? Like you're always on the internet. You're always looking, you're always signed on, right? It's not this whole career is not a 9-to-5 where you chalk out at 5 p.m. and like you can turn your brain off. That said, however, it is a very fruitful, rewarding career if you manage to make it very successful. That does mean that you put a lot of work into it. You put a lot of effort into it. And, you know, for some people, it's like either that effort doesn't pay off at all, or it pays off in fucking massive dividends and you got stuff like this going on. So it is one of those things. But I would say at the end of the day, what you're looking at is a dream job if you can make it absolutely work, right? And you know, it is a job that you'll learn a lot about the whole industry. You learn about every aspect of it in like tandem as you do it, right? Like, if you start off doing YouTube for the right reasons, you learn your script writing, you learn your editing, you learn your fucking public, you learn your social media, you pick up so many skills along the way that like, even if it's
so many along the way.
Even for if example, it doesn't like, work, yeah.
Like thumbnail specifically. Like,
thumbnails and titles.
I don't get rid of thumbnails, dude. I just stretch my ass on the thumbnail and call it a day.
hiring a thumbnail editor, it's like, dude, how the fuck do you explain what a good thumbnail is? It's all instinct.
Dude,
like, if you don't have the instinct for it, you're
fucked. I went up to a thumbnail editor on Discord that like fucking talked shit about me. So there was a thumbnail where I stretched my ass on the fucking thumbnail, like literally goatseed myself. And I'm like, this is going to fucking do more numbers than what you have.
And it
fucking crazy CTR. As I'm like, I'm sitting over, it's like, you could hire me for thumbnail work. I'm like, hold on there, chief. I can do better than you. Like, I'm like, I sent him a thumbnail of me stretching my ass on the camera, like literally for the video, right? Like it was a video about like getting fucked by anti cheats and shit. So I'm like, it made sense. It wasn't out of nowhere. I stretched my ass. I'm like, this is gonna
Chef Boyardee review and just like you stretching your asshole.
Like part of me, I'm like, I'm gonna do this, and it's like, it's not gonna do my numbers. And I'm like, oh, what's your numbers? Okay, give me your percentage. Fucking doubled that dude's percentages like the next day. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
To this day, to this day, I still do my own thumbnails, like on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. I will sit there for like fucking 30 minutes before a video goes up. I'm like, shit, I got to Photoshop a thumbnail real quick. And like, I still do everything.
Your last one, you just read it and you're like, I had like 30 layers on this one.
Yeah. No, I straight up have a Photoshop app on my phone that I just like, you know, whether it's PNG assets or whatever for like blood splatter. I'm like, I have a vision that I'm like, I know this will do well with the title thumbnail I've got in mind. Because like, that's just how we have to think.
Oh yeah.
Because like, whether your content's good or not, if your thumbnail and title is ass, nobody will ever watch it.
Yeah, we have in our group chat, like we throw each other's thumbnails around, and we all like ideate for 24 hours over like how we should do this thumbnail to make it better.
That's why you don't want to do YouTube, guys. Like, holy shit, this is what you're doing on a Friday night, sharing thumbnails.
We're bitching about this. This is basically just like bitching about taxes to the fucking audience here. It's just like, oh yeah, fuck.
You have to learn taxes to a degree you would
like,
not
when it,
want
when
to
it comes
taxes.
To the audience, it's like, I'm so thankful for the people that watch us. Like, at the end of the day,
best community.
Yeah, like, you guys
best are the job I ever had.
And this
best
is why, like, this is why I love coming down to, like, here for you guys. Like, this is why, like, when you told me, like, yo, can you make it for, like, I'm like, dude, I can, it's, I told you January to March, I'm fucking free like a bird. I'm here. So, like, you know, the community is what makes us. So I'm always eternally thankful to the people that ultimately watch us and take their time out of their day. Like, this is the best answer we have to, like, anything mainstream media-wise. Like, the only reason I watched, like, Donut You in the first place was because, like, police footage for me was interesting to look at. Like, I'm a guy that watches, like, crazy shit all the time on, like, r/narco footage, like, about the wildest shit in the world, right? So for me, you came up in my feed one day and I was like, oh, let me watch this guy's shooting breakdowns. And I'm like, oh, this is a guy that's not like overly like wild about one side. He's not like a virtue signal. It's like a normal, like it's like a fucking ex-SWAT guy talking about crazy shit. So I'm like, I want to learn about this. I want to talk about it. That's the beauty of like the world we're in, because you can get these crazy wild perspectives from people that normally probably wouldn't have a platform in like the mainstream circle. But now we're like watched by millions of people. So I enjoy that kind of shit. And then like through you, I like learned about you, Brandon. I learned about the entire circle here. And I was like, I like these guys. They're super cool. They're super like fucking awesome. And I don't know, with that, like the world of social media and the communities we build, we probably would never have that stuff, right? Like you guys had like Turkey Tom and all those kind of people on like last week. And they were super cool people that in a normal like vacuum wouldn't have that community. But now that they do, you know, it's really like a fuck you to like a lot of that mainstream media angle where it's like, you know,
people that like to cut off other people, like, oh, you don't believe exactly what we believe, therefore we can't talk to you ever. I like breaking down those barriers. They're like, I never expected this crossover. You see it all the time.
This podcast was interesting. Like, so to give context, right? Like, I'm pretty neutral when it comes to a lot of like political stances, and for me, it's like I've always been open about like knowing Donut. Like I've always been open about it. Like I'm like, oh, same. Like I've referenced in videos. I'm like, oh, I watched the Donut Operator breakdown and things like that. I'm like, he's a cool dude. And generally the community is fine about it. But there's the thing about like anything like coming onto this podcast or coming onto anything is like you always have like a really fringe group of people that have a weird perception of you guys, right? Like where like even when I came on here, it's like the day before, it's like, bro, you're on like the crazy alt-right like Nazi podcast. So I'm like, dude, I don't give a
fuck.
Hosted by two Mexicans.
I'm like, dude,
how many times have we brought up the Jews? Really?
I'm like, I can't be on a Nazi podcast. I'm with the fucking veteran hater for crying out loud.
Fuck,
like,
fuck off.
Medal of Honor recipient.
It's like the seventh fucking time. Fuck off.
But it's like, you know, I'm on here. I have like, it's like we're in a group of like normal, level-headed people. We're like good guys. I don't know. It's the internet is a weird place. I'm glad that we have a place where we can have like people from every angle expressing an opinion and we can all like interact with each other, right? Like at the end of the, like what I've always said, is like we, as human beings, you can't agree on every single thing. You can't. Like, there's in this table right now, if you brought up a really heated topic, you're going to disagree. I'm going to agree. You're going to disagree. You're going to agree, right? Like, that's going to be a thing. But that's like human, like, that's like normal life. You know, people agree and disagree, but at least we're all able to have a conversation and talk to each other and have like a
civil discourse. Yeah. And then you actually get each other's point of views at a. Where I'm not like, fuck you, that's not... Yeah. It's and actually that, having...
I think that's course. I think that's something that separates super successful people is because even earlier today, it's like we were talking about topics that we disagreed on. Yeah. Things that we would probably, like, you and I would probably not see eye to eye on.
Yeah.
But we can hear the other party out, listen to everything the other person says, and say like, okay, well, I understand why you would believe that, but here's why I disagree with it. Like and people, not at the end of the day, like we can disagree on something without wanting the other person to die in a hole.
Yeah, like people, like, listen, you guys, I've always said, like, if you want to get into, like, my politics or something like that, I'm probably a little, like, center leftish or something. That's probably where you want to get into. Like, I'm a little baby Democrat in a way, too. That's just how I guess I've been raised. And it's kind of the standard thing for, like, an immigrant or something. But it's just... you know, when I was coming to this show, it's like, it's funny because people are always like, yeah, Brandon Herrera is like a fucking Nazi or like donut operator. He said the N-word one time or something.
I'm never,
like,
I never did.
I'm like, that was brought up, I'm like, what World of Warcraft session was this in? All right, you got to tell me.
I love all the, like, it is the fake shit that comes to, it just comes out. It's like,
we've heard it multiple times without saying anything. It's like, oh, fucking how he covered George Floyd. Cody's like, I never talked about
George Floyd once. Not once.
And but the internet will just run with whatever persona or a story they heard, and then that's the narrative. And you're like,
bro, that was never brought up a single time.
Yeah, they hear one thing from one person. They're like, oh, I hate that guy.
It's how they want to paint you out as is the problem, right? And it's like, the one of the big things, like, I come onto the show, and what's beautiful is I'm glad that you guys invited me on the show, because I've never had, like, anybody from, like, I guess, quote-unquote, the other camp to ever invite me on their stuff, because maybe I'm a little bit too toxic or maybe a little bit too edgy. It doesn't really matter. But I like coming onto this one, because even if we, like, disagree on, a few things, like, at the end of the day, we can be, like, friends and have a fucking beer together or something and, you know.
Crazy.
This is so wild to have that discussion, right? Like, this is why I like your guys' content. It's like, you can have disagreements, but at the end of the day, we're still friends. We still agree. Like, it's literally like the pre-2012 of the internet, when, like, people, again, could disagree and still fucking have a beer together. Now it's like, you have to be like an extreme no matter what. And that's just, unfortunately, for some people, like, their normality, which is super fucking weird to me.
We call that gay.
Yeah, on Twitter, when we have our range days, we invite everyone out.
Dude, I had shit for hanging out with Wendigoon, dude, and Caleb.
Which is ridiculous. Like, both of those guys. Like,
shit about my son.
No, like, it's crazy. Like, Caleb's, like, our podcast co-host for the Some Ordinary podcast.
Not Wendigoon, but Oompa, Caleb.
Oompaville, Caleb, yeah. So, Sour Boys, GG, fucking brilliant, dude. He's like a great friend of mine.
Amazing fucking human. One of my favorite humans.
Like, that dude is like a brother, you know, to the day I die, right? And, like, people are like, yeah, this guy's like alt-right Nazi pipeline type shit. And I'm like,
never did I get that a single time from hanging out with that dude. You know what's funny
about Caleb Moonfield is, like, pre-podcast recording, when, like, he's not tied up with Sour Boys, he's like the most fucking courteous, normal, rational, level-headed guy ever. And he's probably one of the reasons why I came onto this podcast too, because he's like, bro, I love the Unsub guys. And I'm like, I know you too. I like them too. Like, what the fuck? It is what it is.
Kayla's one of my
It's like with Donut. It's like, I say I like your stuff. And it's like, you like that racist? And I'm like, what? Because he's like a fucking cop, I guess? Sure. Cool. I guess.
He breaks it because he has a non-biased approach to breaking down videos. And you're like,
have you ever watched the video? Like, have you watched the actual video uploaded? Or are you just saying what you heard over Twitter or something? Or like social media?
You sound like a white supremacist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, look.
You will remember this is the day I almost became a congressman.
The boat's floating down.
You know, what are you gonna? You gonna have your opponent's gonna be like, he has that Indian white supremacist on. Like, that guy that hates.
Did you see the shit on Twitter this morning with Demo Ranch?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That Republican. It was a black Republican candidate. I think it was 2 years ago, 4 years ago, who did like a thing about the Klan. Like, basically, like, this is why I need 30 rounds is to defend myself from people who hate me. Like, he did, like, a political ad. It was really good. Like, political ad. Like, I need 30 rounds because, you know, when Klansmen come to my house, I need to protect my family. And he was just like, hey, bro, like, Brandon, you need to do ads like this. And I'm like, my consultant has strictly forbade me from hiring Klansmen in my ads.
Brandon, just
bad idea.
Bro, at the end of the day, like Muda just said, like, I wish we could all just sit down, like, have a beer and talk to each other.
We've talked about it multiple times. Like, we will have any guest on this, just like, and rotate them a three, or sitting down side by side. We just, hey, let's just chat and have fun. We don't talk about dumb shit. We just get along and then normalize these type of conversations where you're like, hey, we don't have to fucking kill each other.
You can talk about serious situations. It's just like, I think adults, like, when you talk about, like, really serious political things, right, like actual war or anything of that nature, it's like, as adults, you should be able to understand, like, people's perspectives, right? Like, you should be able to get along. You should be able to have, like, a civil discussion. you shouldn't be like screaming. And that's what kids fucking do, right? Like kids scream and teenagers scream in each other's ears. We're too fucking old to be doing this shit, right? Like, I'm the youngest out of you guys. I'm pretty sure like 29, but I can straight up say it's like
I'm younger, technically.
You're younger?
Yeah.
Well,
just rode hard and put away wet.
Well, then guess what? We're still too fucking old to be yelling at each other about stupid shit, right? We should be able to have a civil discussion. We should be able to get along. We shouldn't fucking sit on the internet and say America's like the fucking Fourth Reich or something and go crazy on each other.
Yell at each other if they like a bad movie. Like Brandon's book, Lord of the Rings.
Dude, like, you want to have a hot take?
What's that?
You want to have a serious discussion? Like, bro, I think Fast and the Furious is the greatest movie series of all time.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I'm not going to argue with that because I don't know where to start with that.
Okay. I'm so glad you said that.
That's how it should be with a lot of politics.
All right,
I don't know where to start.
Tokyo Drift was the best Fast and Furious movie.
Yes. Yes.
It was
actually, I will go sign
that. This is why I say the Fast
and
the
Furious. Can I get a copy of that?
Dave's like, yes.
This is why I say the Fast and the Furious movies are like the fucking best, dude. Like, me and Jen will have this argument. She'll be like, bro, you like a shitty movie series. And I'm like,
that 180 was so fucking fast. Just like Tokyo Drift.
No, it's like that movie series is like Jen and I will have this argument. She'll be like, I don't want to watch these movies. They're pretty shit. And I'm like, oh, are you talking about the story being shit? Honey, I knew the stories were fucking dog shit. It had Vin Diesel casted. Think that I ever expected this shit to be good? I watch it because of the cars, the babes, and the guns. That's it. Like, fuck it.
This is the most Indian thing you said all night.
You think
it because the babes.
Like bro.
The bobs and the vajis. She'll come out with your face in the lower thirds.
It's gonna be
show cars and Beijing.
Like, bro, I'm like sitting there. I'm like, I ain't popping a Corona to like fucking the fucking Mazda. I'm popping it to the Bob's and Beijing. Popping in Jesus.
Somewhere Steven Spielberg just has a lone tear.
I'm like, I don't care.
Cinema's dead.
See, I don't care about good cinema. I care about the fucking slop they feed me.
This is delicious.
I'm like, yo, if I see a Mustang and a hot babe in a fucking theater room, I'm like, I'm fucking golden. That's good for me. I'm good.
I'm peaked right now.
I don't give a shit about the Citizen Kane or Kinema or like the Dune lore. Or like, Mustang, hot babes, AK-47s.
Unsubscribe. All right. Well, you know, hey, we're kind of on that same boat.
We're on that same boat, brother.
Unsubscribe meets Bollywood.
We're talking.
We should finance a Bollywood movie, bro.
Probably can.
We're talking.
We have some projects that we might be able to.
Do you want to do the banana slitting the throat shit?
Yes, we'll go South India style.
I love that Bollywood movie. I'm so glad I talked to you about this earlier because it's like, if you have this weird perception of Bollywood, okay? Like, Bollywood in the north is like, they want to try to be like good. Bollywood in the south, they give no fucks, bro. They like got.
Bollywood in the south is like anime.
Bro, it's worse than at least anime makes fucking sense. These dudes are doing heart surgery through like fucking telekinesis. Get the fuck out of here.
And then it's slow mo shot. It's the ones where it's like the slow mo back and forth for like.
Where it's clearly not actually slow mo.
Yeah, it's like. And you're like, they'll stop now. It's like 8 minutes later, you're like. Oh, this is how they film this entire.
It's like your first time
sequence.
At Catholic Mass when you hear your eighth Hail Mary. You're like, oh, this is the last one, right? They're just going to keep going. All right.
Man, that priest is hard right now.
Sunday, bro. He's ready to go.
Brent's like, God damn it.
You like, Mass stop. Kicks in. He's like, I'm ready to fucking go, dude. Get that wine. Oh. Get those fucking wine and crackers out.
Was that the episode?
We gotta wait for him to get back.
Fuck!
That was fucking pinnacle right there. God damn it. Oh my God. Okay, we'll touch on gaming really quick because you are a huge gamer and we actually.
Yes. Oh,
this
we were
is one.
About,
yeah. Yes, fucking Helldivers. And you're a Halo fan too. We were nerding out, so he's a Metal Gear Solid fan. I was like, let me show you my Mark 23s. I was like, Mark 23s? I was like, here. Pull these bitches.
I think between you and I, we have three.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll be real. Yeah. Like, I if I didn't know you guys, I'd be fucking planning a burglary or something right now or something, you know, like a really high stakes.
I'm glad you know us.
Yeah, I'm glad I know. I'd be dead. It'd be like a fucking, you know, whole gunfight and everything. But when I saw the SOCOM.
It's a new congressional fucking controversy is I have to shoot Mudahar in my living room.
Dude, if you do, you can get the camera out and be like, I died for the SOCOM. I died for something worth living.
Fucking MGS, baby.
Dude, that's why I love the state of Texas, bro. Like, when I saw that Mark 23, I fucking came mentally, dude.
Dude, like, that was the first gun you took a picture of. He was like, oh, I gotta show this to
he was showing me, like...
taking the shop, dude.
You haven't seen Brandon's shop yet.
He was showing me every gun in the book, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. My uncle showed me that before. When I saw the Mark 23, I'm like... I could die happy holding this. That was, you know who I sent this photo to my uncle. I'm like, bro, you got to look at this shit. This is like fucking special op shit from back in the day. And he was just like, oh my God, I remember that. What the fuck?
You're like huge gamer and then Metal Gear Solid. But then we were talking about Helldiver because we're all trying to get on board on that.
I just passed the tutorial today.
Oh, I just started playing it too. I'm like, babe, you fucking started with that. And then Clean came over last night really briefly. We were talking about it. And that is ODST. He's a huge ODST fan. And finding out that was supposed to be ODST 2.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
That was That was what was pitched for ODST 2 for Halo. And that Bungie was like, no, it's not going to work. And the developers like, we pitched this for this fucking game, which would have been the most dope goddamn game in the
Bungie,
world.
Bungie, why?
Yeah. Just fucking ODST, like hell. What are they called? The
ODST. I mean, well,
hell jumpers.
ODST. Yeah, hell jumpers. Yeah.
Oh well, hell.
They're called hell jumpers in ODST.
I'm gonna go take a piss real quick, boys.
Go get it,
Yeah,
but like, they're literally hell jumpers, and that was the game developed for it because they're like, yeah, we're gonna jump in the rings, and then you're just fighting the flood, you're fighting the covenant, and all this stuff.
What's funny too is like Halo. In itself is kind of like a pun because it's, you know, the Halo jumpers, like high altitude, low opening. So it's like that was the whole premise is that you're jumping into hell on that shit. So no, but like playing it for the first time, I very quickly realized this is just an unlicensed Starship Troopers game.
With Metal Gear Solid 5 movement. If you guys, did you see it?
I showed it to you, remember?
Yes, you were the one that showed it. Yeah. I was like, what? This is the FoxDie engine?
The little fucking running on the ground.
The
dump
drive, turn backwards and shoot.
It's very intuitive.
Now, Saf started playing it last night. I was like, okay, I'm going to download it tonight and actually start running it.
Are we going to retake the creek?
Cody. I'm down. Just start making it. Retake the creek.
Dude, I downloaded it.
Do you see the fucking meme where it's like, what Helldivers is really about? And it's just like all the bros like emoting to each other, just like the hug.
What were you saying, Cody?
No, I was saying I downloaded it. Like, you guys want to jump on that?
Tonight.
100%.
Okay. I'm going to jump on. I got it on the Steam Deck, bro. It runs great.
Do we all want to play Helldivers tonight?
I'm down, dude.
We got extra.
Genuinely want to do that.
Computer, extra ones.
Dude, I'm playing on the Steam Deck just for the added extra like difficulty.
I fucking heard you earlier. You got everything like hotkeyed to the back.
I do. I have like everything like so. That game is so Helldivers 2. For anybody that doesn't know, they got these like crazy Grand Theft Auto cheat codes you got to enter in for like special abilities.
Like if you call down a machine gun or like an orbital strike, it's like left, right, up, down, up, down.
Yeah,
like
which is really fucking dope. So that's an added element of stress because you're like, oh, here, call this in, because you can call for it. It's not cheat, but it's a cheat code in the number pressing. So you're like, you're getting fucking swarmed. You're like, and then it's like, here is this Konami code. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like left, right, up, down, BA, strut or something. So what I do on the Steam Deck was I just like map them to like a macro on the back, like four keys. And it's just like fucking orbital strike. Throw that shit out,
dude. Indian.
He's so cheap.
Dude, I'm like, that's how you know. This how you,
he's already selling it.
That's how you know I'm like genetically like Indian there. I'm like, I got that thing in my head.
You're our guy in the chair.
That's what it works. It's like, dude, when you play, like, that's how you know you're Indian. It's like when you're thinking about like playing a video game, you're already thinking of the macros and the fucking ways to get ahead and like optimizing every single thing, dude. Imagine.
Like, I fucking got you guys. I'll send you the code.
My buddy Kyle.
I will turn you into purple squishy.
Bro, my buddy Kyle was.
I buy you the script right now.
My buddy Kyle was like, when we started playing that game, he was like, bro, you got to enter cheat codes. I'm like, no, you know you're darn. No, you have macros.
It's the only time you speak in the accent.
No. I love speaking in the accent when I'm speaking to another scammer that calls me. So like usually like when I get like I pick up my phone, it's like, oh, likely spam. I pick up the phone, I'm like, hello, how's it going? What? Car warranty. Oh, what car do I own? Toyota Camry. I see. Okay, I get it. I understand. Like, I just fuck with them as long as it takes. So I'm like, Kunal, I am from the other office in Mumbai. You are mistakenly calling me. And then we're fucking, that's about it. That's how it works. Like, I fucking hate. It's the thing. Like, nothing will make you a self-hater like a fucking scam caller, dude. Like, I get it. Like, I get it why people get pissed about Windows 7, like, fucking warranty calls. I get that shit all the time.
It's that one meme. It's like, $1 billion, my Indian accent.
Not like the people.
Like, no, but like, you kind of got to get it. It's like all the doctors and engineers, like, fucking immigrated here, and, like, all we have left back home are the fucking, like, cell phone scammers and shit. So it's like, fuck.
It's the fucking pasta strainer. It's like the people who couldn't get a visa.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fucking, you know, you talk to the Indian guy. It's like, man, how many guys are like, oh, you're in America? Oh, what do you do? Oh, you're a fucking surgeon? You're an engineer? You're a fucking researcher?
You contributed something?
Yeah, what's back home? Oh, that's fucking guy. Like, dude's calling me about, like, warranties and shit like that. I'm like, I get it. That's the filter. That's a great filter.
What video game are you looking forward to next now that you're playing Helldiver? And you came from your YouTube. Did you originally start in like, hey, I'm going to start in the YouTube space as a gamer, or were you immediately like going?
I was in as a gamer, but I realized quickly, like, bro, it's not like I don't want to turn this into my job. So I just started doing what I'm passionate about and called it a day.
Be terrible to turn it into your job.
Gaming wise, the only game I'm into is like right now is like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Like, I've been playing that, like, pretty much.
It's a high five, not the other one, Brad.
No, like, pretty much, like, I was like, before I flew out here, I made sure to get, like,
Bates watch on that one. That was really close.
Yeah. Like, no, before I, like, flew out here, I was like, I gotta get all my hours of Final Fantasy in before I, like, take, like, a two-day fucking sabbatical from this shit. Because it's a really good game, like... He's an OG gamer, like
PlayStation. He's seen my Xenogears.
Dude, I started playing Xenogears last night.
The very beginning, the dark Pokemon shit.
Oh, yeah, because you were doing, you started off with the...
Creepypasta, scary stories,
I looked at your old catalog. Mm-hmm. It was like Zelda, Ocarina of Time. And then it went down
That's
to...
That's my fucking line.
Yeah, and like... The first like 500,000 view video you got was the Pokemon, like the dark Pokemon.
Yeah, the creepy black stuff or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was probably that... explain it differently than that.
I enjoyed it because, like, at the time, like 10 years ago, I was always like looking at creepy shit on the internet.
No.
Like at the time, like creepy shit on the internet was what I was into, and it like kind of parlays into what I do now. Like looking at like the weird stuff on like some of my most favorite videos to make is like. You know, the 4chan stuff where I look into like crazy, like the Alex from Tennessee thread or something like that, where like I'm looking at somebody who's just on like the paranormal board talking about like, hey, I found this bomb shelter in the middle of Tennessee. Maybe I want to like fucking explore it or something. Oh shit, there's like a Kraken in the middle. Should I go further? I'm like, that's the kind of stuff I enjoy, right? So that's where like kind of the jump went into. And I think because of that, like I went away from like the gaming side because. At the time when I started YouTube, I thought gaming was like kind of like the thing that was in. But then I'm like, I've already got a job. I've already got things going for me. Like I might as well do what I enjoy. And if it sticks, right? And that's when I pivoted a little bit to like general commentary, deep web. And now I'm like commentary as well. So it's like when I switched to that, it's like doing things that I enjoy. I found its success in that. And that's what I pretty much like kind of stuck to. Like, internet scary stuff is what I'm into. It's one of the reasons why I love channels like Wendigoon, for instance, right? Like, I love any channel like that that looks into, like, the craziest shit out there.
Brandon's son.
Yeah, my son, of course.
Yeah. He crushes
it's,
that.
It's always super funny because, like, channels like, it's like Isaiah, you know, Hunter, any of those guys, whenever you see him.
Barely sociable, yeah.
What's up?
Barely sociable.
Also on top of that. You know, you
that's when
to,
you said Hunter. I'm like, oh, I thought you meant him.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant saying, like, they are barely sociable.
people that are barely sociable. I love them guys.
I was like,
too.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but all right, sure.
Mudahar goes hard.
Yeah. Like, goddamn. Wendigoon. It's like the fucking. You know, we're using our made-up names.
He was the best guest on our podcast. Like, bro, that when you bring Wendigoon on, it's
he's great.
Yo, you got to sit there and be ready to talk about JFK getting fucking squad wiped, 9/11.
That's why he's my
fucking
dude. We had him on here, and it was probably one of the best podcasts we've ever done.
Dude, he crushed it.
It was so good.
I just loved he was the sober one, and then we like when the episode was coming out, it was like
in context.
But Cody's parents were on that one.
On the Wendigoon one?
Yeah, Wendigoon. Yeah, his parents were on it. Fucking Trout was on it. We didn't remember any of that.
Because we had like five podcasts in 2 days.
Yeah.
Because we were just one right after the other. Like we were just fucking churning these things out. And so like we also like on top of the social anxiety of like having to hang out with like 80 of our friends at one time. So it was a lot. It was a lot. And then like that podcast I remember watching on a plane for the first time, essentially, because I don't remember a fucking thing that happened on it.
But it was so good. And I'm glad it pieced together because five is a harder one. I don't know if you've ever had five people. It is a harder one. So like the conversations get deviated. But when you have somebody like
having a fucking guest on that doesn't say shit. I don't want to shit on any guests. But like if you come on my show and like you don't say anything like
Cody. I'd watch.
Fuck you.
Sewer slide.
No, but it's like the thing about it is, like, even if you have somebody on, it's like, if you don't contribute at all, and you feel like you don't say, that's why I hate having, like, gamers on the show, because it's like, bro, you guys are, like, so fucking socially stunted. Like, you can't have any goddamn conversation about anything.
Speaking of socially stunted, I see you're doing the same thing with your hands that I've been doing for, like,
what the fuck?
No, we're doing that.
I just noticed it. You're just like, conversation.
You guys are stimming like that.
No, but it's like sometimes you'll have like, dude. Sometimes you'll have dudes on your show.
Even
10
more years to train it. Fuck off.
But sometimes you'll have people on the show where it's like, bro, you gotta fucking say something. You gotta have something to contribute to the fucking show. Jesus Christ, like, goddamn, I don't understand like how.
I will say we've got very lucky with we try to get our guests off of like. From show or the guys when we bring guests on is very like, hey, this individual is very well spoken or they can talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And if it's an individual, if it's one that has problems, you're like, let's add another guest on that episode. And we'll only roll two hosts. And then you have pretty good solid conversation pieces. And we've got lucky in that because we haven't had just like stale.
I wish more YouTubers were like us, dude. Business owners, scumbags, like white supremacists and shit. That's the best.
That
kind
is
of
going in the first 15 seconds of this episode. It's like, fuck off. I wish more YouTubers were like us. White supremacists.
On that scumbags. On that fucking note, Cody, do you want to fucking send this out?
Bye, everyone. Thank you for coming to the Unsubscribe Podcast. I'm joined today by Eli Double Fat, Brandon Herrera, hates veterans, and Mr. Mudahar, Ordinary Gamer.
Where can we find you at, Mr. Mudahar?
You can find me at Some Ordinary Gamers. We have a brand that's coming out, too. I feel like I might as well mention that. It's 1UP Cosmetics. I can probably send you guys the message for the URL link for that sometime
soon. And tell who's behind that, because you were talking about that, and that's
me,
awesome.
It's me, Oompaville. It's a gamer from Mars who are behind a skincare brand, actually, and it might be awful for a gamer to release a skincare brand, but we're working on it because we had sponsors that were, like, making us do fucking Scantron tests for skincare, so we decided to make our own brand and not white label. We decided to actually go through 2 years of hard effort to find... This is a fucking crazy story. I feel like this is how you ended off. We had to find we found a guy that worked with Versace. We found the manufacturer. We found everything in-house. So one of the wildest things is, like, you know how these, like, YouTubers make these white label products and shit?
Yeah.
Like Pokimane's, like, fucking cookies or Valkyrie skin cream?
No, I don't know how that happened.
I know. It's a really shocking concept. But, like, we had so many of these white label products. I'll say this much right now. As a YouTuber, as, like, somebody that's in this business, I fucking hate when like, big companies basically bend us over and fuck us in the ass for money. So I got tired of doing, like, ad reads and shit like that.
Better than the alternative.
Yeah, like, the alternative. I
at least hope there's money in the
like
equation.
I like being behind the barrel by 2 degrees, right? Like, fuck me. So we made a brand called 1UP Cosmetics, which was, like, a combat to, like, a lot of the skincare brands that were, like, making you do fucking Scantron tests and making you buy, like, 90 different products. So we have, like, one actual product that you, as guys, which we don't, like, fucking love doing morning routines, you take 30 seconds for, and then, bam, you're good to go. So we have
you don't want to do the American Psycho? Like, I simply am not there.
I mean, you can do the American Psycho if you want. It's just not going to take as long as the fucking movie. But, hey, give it a try all you want.
Every morning I do crunches. I can do 156 now.
But yeah, it's one of the things I've been working on with, like, Oompaville. I've been working on with Gamer from Mars, a few of my friends, and it's one of the projects we have as an experiment for, like, YouTubers to build their own brands and, like, succeed and then finally fucking have a little bit of footing that's not in reliance to, like, big tech, big companies, big anything. So it's a bit of a way for us to gain independence almost.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. Not only, like, that company in particular, but, like, the way that you guys do things, like, between, like, just, I mean, even the way that Caleb does his stuff with the
Sourboys.
He does everything. It's not white label. It's not just like, hey, I'll do an influencer deal, use this code, get 10% off. Like, he actually, from the ground up, FDA compliance, everything, just built a company, hired employees, and built the whole thing.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like the amount of bitching that I had to hear Caleb over 2 years of working with us about the fucking FDA. Dude, I love Caleb. He's my boy. But, like, man, that guy, if you ever want to know about somebody that has to, like, anybody that's a real, like, proper American businessman that works with the FDA and every three-letter agency, it's Caleb. He puts in every effort possible. That guy is the greatest dude that I've ever partnered with, period. Like,
and if you want to hear about that, check out the after show. We're going to do about 10 to 20 minutes after this. Go check out the Patreon. Watch it. We'll have a good time. We're going to sign out right now. Cody, we love you. Donut. Check out Donut. Last year.